Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
She got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio...
It is the Savage Nation round two. This Wednesday evening, the 14th of November, in the year of our Lord, 2012. It's fun doing radio. The day you stop having fun, you should get out of the business. There have been days I haven't had fun, but I didn't leave the business. I've turned a corner, I'm telling you. After this horrendous 2 years of this election, it seems like 20 years, and plus what I've been through legally for the last 4 years between the United Kingdom and internal, you know, problems I had that I had to fight, and I came out victorious because I was right, they were wrong. Okay, but now you start a new show. Here I am, later show, later hours. We have 152 affiliates already in about a month's time. It's going to grow every week, every month. Big announcements coming next year that I can't, you know, even tell you about. Bigger and better. The thing is, though, is that I'm not going to blow a fuse over the political landscape. I will work it in, but if you listen to this show over the years, you know that my versatility takes me in directions that are unique, and I think that's why people like the show. I don't really have – I have to tell you point blank, yes, I would like to be number one. Yes, I'd like to make, you know, a big hit. But the thing is this, I can't live and die based on ratings. I can't live and die based upon revenue. I'll do the best I can. It's like my new book, Train Tracks. I'll tell you point blank. If I was a team player in the sense that everyone who's in the constellation with Rush Limbaugh and that gang – they get on each other's shows, the books are bestsellers, Leprechaun, this and that. I understand how it works. I'm not in that game. I'm not a member of a political party. I'm not a member of any radio party. I'm not invited to any parties. Basically, I'm a party of one, as the New Yorker wrote about me. If you missed that interview, by the way, I swear I got to revisit that over the holidays. That is the best interview ever written about me. If I were to look back, I love the cartoon of me by the New Yorker. The writer, Kalefa Sena, was the best. And he's not left the center. His name is Kalefa Sena. I didn't say left the center. I didn't say he's left the center. I said his name is Kalefa Sena. I didn't say he's left the center. I don't know what his politics are. But it was the most interesting interview about me because it's not that laudatory in many ways. It is what it is. He heard the man within. But what I'm getting at is radio is fundamentally an entertainment medium. You have to remember that. Now, many of you are diehard political addicts, right? So you want me to get up here and start screaming like Frito? Do we have the Frito soundbite? You see, if you get into a certain range and you lose your voice with hysteria, you start to sound like Frito in The Godfather. Dean, do you have that piece ready? Well, just play it. That's
Send Fredo off to do this. Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart. And I want to spend.
That's how half the people in talk radio sound when they get into the Obama bash.
Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. Smart. And I want to
okay. So you got to understand. You have to have self control. I mean, you can get angry. But if you start to blow it and you start to get into that range where your voice starts to sound like Fredo, it's over. Who's going to listen to you?
And then,
no, you don't have to play it again. It's okay. Then you become basic. Now you understand why the welfare recipients and the people who sign the checks on the back and the cheese eaters and the food stamp people don't listen to talk radio. We had a chance to convince them. You know, you say, oh, you lost the Hispanic vote. You didn't lose the Hispanic vote. 30-some-odd% of Hispanic people voted Republican. They would be the Hispanics who make a living and work for a living. The other percentage, basically, are either non-citizens, okay, or they're in some way receiving a welfare benefit. The other guys, they have family values. They want to become rich. They want to own property. They want their children to do the right thing. They voted Republican. But Romney didn't articulate that message properly. He couldn't sell it. He didn't sell it. He had no message. He was afraid. At every turn, he was playing the middle. And you can't win the audience by playing the middle. So getting back to me, the fact is, yes, you know my political orientation. I don't have to define myself every time I do a show. But at the end of the day, if I'm not enjoying this, I'm not going to do the show anymore. And the day I stop enjoying it, and if that leads to day two, day three, four, five, then it's the end of my career. I'm just going to retire. So I'm not there. I feel better than I have in months about radio. You probably hear it in my voice, the long-term listener. Like, how much better can you get for a political story than this? Congress came back in town today after the election, right? A few days after. And the first thing that lawmakers are dealing with are polar bear carcasses. That's in the first roll call since September. We have a purge of the military. We have war in the Middle East. We have a meltdown of our former allies in the Middle East. One problem after another. And what do these doofuses do? They dealt with 41 polar bear carcasses. In its first roll call since September, the Senate voted 92-5 today to debate a bill to ease restrictions on hunters and fishermen and allow 41 U.S. hunters to bring home polar bear carcasses that are in Canada due to a ban on trophy imports. And so there it is. That's what they worked on. The Republicans and Democrats got together, and they made sure that the people who are such cowards that they have to go north and kill poor polar bears will be able to bring them home to show to their other ballless friends how tough they are and show these beautiful, magnificent creatures who are 1,000 times more valuable than they are and use them as rugs in their stinking houses in Wyoming. That's what they voted on. That's all. So what could be better than that as a political story? Nothing. I don't want to hear any more whining, because every time I hear someone on the so-called conservative side whining about it, you know, it does sound like Fredo to me, to be honest with you. See, Dean, you got it. You're becoming my board op extraordinaire. That's what it sounds like. Now, today, of course, El Presidente, the anointed one, the man who walks on water with the help of Wolf Blitzer and the other sycophants in the media by holding, they actually get wet for him. They go in the pool. They get underwater. I don't know if they wear wetsuits. And they put their hands under his feet. So as Obama walks on water, he thinks he's actually walking on water. But with Wolf Blitzer in the water, meaning in the tank for him, literally and figuratively, he actually does look like he's walking on water. So here in clip one, you hear the anointed one sounding like Fidel Castro Jr. Listen.
There are two pathways available. Option one, if Congress fails to act by the end of this year, everybody's taxes will automatically go up, including the 98% of Americans who make less than $250,000 a year. Uh-huh. And the 97% of small businesses who earn less than $250,000 a year. That doesn't make sense. Our economy can't afford that right now. Certainly no middle-class family can afford that right now.
And that is the middle class.
Neither party says that they want it to happen. The other option is to pass a law right now that would prevent any tax.
Okay, well, you know the story. We don't have to play anymore listening to the teleprompter, man. Okay, now I'm in favor of ending tax loopholes for General Electric and all the other companies I point out who paid few or no taxes in my book, Trickle Up, right? Trickle Up Poverty and Trickle Down Tyranny. I list the companies that get away with murder. GE has over 1,000 tax accountants that formerly worked for the IRS who wrote laws just for them. Make them pay some taxes on the $5.2 billion they earn. The last I checked, they pay zero. How is that possible? So, you know, they're not going to pay any taxes. They own the Republicans. They own the Democrats. They smear them off. A case of scotch to this guy, you know, a carton of pell-mell to that one. It goes a long way. You know, they're very cheap. You can buy them for a carton of cigarettes or, you know, whatever, case of scotch under the table. And they write a tax code for them. But I'm for, if you eliminated those loopholes for General Electric and the other companies that pay zero or low income taxes, and if you started taxing Indian gambling casinos, well, I don't understand that. Trump said the same thing. What sense does it make not to tax an Indian gambling casino? And how about taxing retroactively all the illegal aliens that Obama loves so much? They lived here 2, 5, 10 years and were told that they're wonderful people, they work hard. They don't pay taxes. So retroactively hit them with a 10-year income tax. They owe, instead of having sent it home to Mexico, they sent $15 billion a year back to Mexico. That's the exact amount of money that California's losing in tax revenue. The books will be balanced. In other words, they paid state and federal tax instead of sending it home to their Guatemala, Mexico, El Salvador. Tax them on the money going back 5 years. Then you could talk about a pathway to citizenship. So you start taxing GE and the other companies who have been getting away with no taxes. You tax the Indian gambling casinos. You tax the illegal aliens going back retroactively 5 years on income that they have been earning and sending home to the home country instead of paying their fair share of taxes. And then the cities, you talk about cities that are bankrupt. I love San Francisco. I'm in favor of push carts, people starting on the bottom. They pay no taxes. I don't understand one thing. You've got people who work their way up. They open a little restaurant, and out in front of their store are people with food carts selling food right in front of their store and paying no tax. In San Francisco, for example, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these cars or these trucks running around selling food. Some of it's good, some of it's not good, but apparently the hipsters like it. The people without any taste to work in the office think it's cool to buy food out of a truck instead of buying it from a local restaurant. That's their choice, but they're not paying any taxes on it. If I ran the city, I would make certain it was a cash register in every food truck in San Francisco, for example, with one tape going to the city and one tape going to the owner, and let them pay their fair share. Do you know that we could balance the books with what I just said instead of hitting those of us who work for a living? I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected. Stop collection and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
The holidays are here again with parties, family gatherings, and plenty of picture taking. And you want your hair to look its very best when you're all dressed up, right? Nothing works better than Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore your hair's natural beauty and healthy appearance.
Ovation is 100% guaranteed to grow your hair stronger and stop breakage naturally. In no time at all, your hair will look thicker and healthier and feel stronger with all the natural luster and beauty you remember. So do your hair a favor this holiday season and try Ovation Cell Therapy.
Look your best this holiday season with Ovation Cell Therapy. Buy a set for you
and give a set to a special friend on your holiday list and save on both. Ovation makes a great holiday gift.
Order your Ovation holiday gift set now before they're all gone at OvationHair.com. That's OvationHair.com, and be sure to enter KSFO at checkout to receive a special introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever, and there's never been a better time to buy. Worldwide diamond prices have gone up. The Jewelry Exchange has a large stock of diamonds at the old prices. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy solitaires for $18.90. 1 to 2-carat non-certifieds are just $9.90 per carat, and 1-carat studs are just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of GIA diamonds, guaranteed the lowest price. We have the hottest designer lines in micro pave, invisible, and platinum, and set in size while you watch. Diamond floating heart pendants with 33 full-cut diamonds are $99. 4-carat diamond and amethyst pendant and earring sets are just $99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's Saul Bellow, and I met Philip Roth. That's enough with the sound. That's it. Kill the sound already. It sounds like a powwow. Like smoking medical marijuana in a teepee with that one. It is not Saul Bellow who wrote Portnoy's complaint. It was Philip Roth, as I said to you. But let's get past the liver in the bathroom. I am proud to announce that the favorite of the Tea Parties, Ron Paul, has used my phrase government media complex, in quotes, by the way. And Ron Paul declared the Internet as an alternative to the government media complex. Michael Savage coined that phrase in 1996 in a seminal speech before the Commonwealth Institute in San Francisco. Beware the government media complex. So thank you, Michael Savage, for coining the phrase. Again, without any credit to me, but I'm used to that by now. But you know, that's why you listen. I'm a coin maker, a phrase maker. Now, what else did I want to mention to you? Something important. Oh, the war that's emerging. The coming explosion in the world that is likely to engulf the world is a very tragic thing emerging. But there's a biblical phrase, he who sows the wind will reap the whirlwind. Obama has sown the wind with the Arab winter because of George Soros' insanity and megalomania and the incompetence of Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, and one of the other dingbats in the inner circle. They toppled Mubarak, who was our ally for 40 years, kept peace with Israel, and now we have Islamism, the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, as you well know. Christians are being persecuted, churches are being burned, but you don't read about that because of men like Wolf Blitzer. I do have to tell you what's happening in Libya now that we knocked out Muammar Gaddafi. Gaddafi said a year ago, before he was killed by America, through their proxies, the so-called rebels in Libya, he said, I warn you, he said to America, if you topple me, the African tribes are going to take over Libya and you will have the equivalent of Somalia in Libya. That was Gaddafi, the bad man Gaddafi that Obama demonized. Hillary Clinton boasted about killing him. Remember what she said? We came, we saw, he died. Her and her girlfriends gloated over the killing of Gaddafi without a trial. Gloated over it. We came, we saw, he died. So now we have some of the most horrendous people on earth have orchestrated literally the burning of the entire Arab Crescent. It's smoldering. Now add to it what Israel's going through now, finally unleashing its warplanes on the murderers who were firing rockets into its cities. Now add to that Syria. You have no idea what to do with Syria, right? You don't know who's good, who's bad. We know Assad is a murderous thug, as was Gaddafi. But waiting in the wings are more murderous thugs without any allegiances to any nation state along the lines of what's happened in Libya. So they learn nothing from Libya. They learn nothing from Egypt. Instead, they continue to lockstep march towards a world war, which is liable to happen if Syria, if we come out on the wrong side of it. And by the way, the Republicans are as wrong on this as the morons in the Obama administration. If we send weapons to the so-called rebels who are al-Qaeda in Syria, which, by the way, allegedly is what Ambassador Stevens was in charge of doing. I read document after document, story after story, saying that Ambassador Stevens, who was murdered in Libya, was there partly to transfer the huge weapons stores that Gaddafi had built up over the years and transfer them to the al-Qaeda rebels in Syria to bring down Assad. This is an amazing story. If Syria blows up, you're going to have the Kurds turning on the Muslims turning on the Christians turning on the Kurds. You're going to have a full-blown international crisis that could drag us into a war with Russia. And therefore, as I say to you, don't gloat over it, but what Obama has wrought, he has sought the wind, and he's going to harvest the whirlwind. Language, culture, find out what the Bay Area really is about. It's about the Savage Nation, right here, 6 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-SAVAGE.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will be looking to keep her job as Democratic leader in the House. Pelosi said today that her colleagues told her, don't even think of leaving. A research firm says home prices in the San Francisco Bay Area registered a sixth straight annual increase last month. DataQuick said today that the median price for new and existing houses and condos reached $416,000 in the nine-county region in October. The median fell $13,000 from September, but it's up 19% from the $350,000 for the same period last year. KSFO traffic, new accident southbound 101 at Poplar Avenue. Three cars left lane is blocked. Traffic is starting to back up to Broadway. Still heavy traffic northbound 101 out of the city as you head to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Slow upper deck into San Francisco as well. And northbound 680 still slow, leaving Fremont over the Sunol grade. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's that time of year again when we're all looking for a little extra cash for the holidays. I'm Michael Finney, 7 on your side. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11, I've got an early gift for you. I'll reveal how you can get big bucks in time for the holidays, all from old jewelry you don't like and don't wear anymore. And we're not talking about melting down your gold. This story could make you even more money. Join me tonight at 11 after Nashville, only on ABC 7 News.
There's a reason Live Doppler 7HD sits farther west than any other radar. Because when storms hit the Bay Area, they usually come from the west. Live Doppler 7HD tracks them first, live. And when your safety is at stake, rain, flooding, and mudslides, this Doppler tracks storms hours before the rest. Trust Live Doppler 7HD. Wherever you are, on your smartphone, your tablet, the power of Live Doppler 7HD, only from ABC 7 News.
Wait, what?
Julie's really stoked now that Kmart has free layaway.
Get out!
And Kmart's free layaway is available on thousands of items across the store, like apparel, toys, and electronics. No minimum basket amount, no minimum item amount.
Whew, I gotta get some air.
Go to Kmart while you're out there, Julie. Cancellation fees and exclusions apply. Valid layaway purchases made 9-9 to 11-21-12. Requires down and bi-weekly payments. Fire or $10 service fees waived. All fees non-refundable. Not available at all stores. See store for details.
Hi, Joan. It's Barry. I'm not gonna make it in today. I'm really stuffed up.
Totally believable, honey.
Thanks. Now let's go.
Whatever it takes, get to Sears Super Saturday Sale with Friday Preview. Two huge savings-filled days to get a jump on holiday shopping. This is how to gift. This is Sears. And right now, Shop Your Way Rewards members earn 5% back on Sears card purchases. Offer ends 2213. See Sears.com for details.
If you're looking for cash, then get up and head on over to Cash Creek. You see, it's the season with a reason to get out and harvest some nice, crisp green. So come to Cash Creek, where you can rake in the cash, now through November 25th. All of our lucky players will have the chance to gather piles upon piles of cash. Our branches are heavy and ready to drop. Every day from 6 p.m. to midnight, every hour on the hour, some lucky player will bag $500 cash. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, there will be three cash drawing winners at both 7 and 11 p.m., where each winner can rake in up to $2,000 cash. Now that's a cash windfall. And it's just one of the many reasons to postpone the yard work and head over to Cash Creek. Because money can grow on trees, you can rake in the cash. Only at Cash Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit cashcreek.com for more details.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Richard and America, I know nobody wants to hear it, but I'm going to harp on it. 2 million fewer Republicans voted in this election, but 10 million fewer Democrats voted in this election. So therefore, Obama got a lot of people who didn't vote last time to vote for him. Who were they? Why, my friend, they were the illegal aliens, mainly the Hispanics that he granted amnesty to. Everyone's afraid to say it. Everyone forgets Obama committed an impeachable offense a few months ago, which I predicted he would do a year ago. He granted amnesty, de facto amnesty, with the stroke of a pen to the so-called Dreamers. He said there were 1.3 million. Well, since he lies about everything, let's say it was 2.6 million, which is shockingly almost the exact number of votes that he won the popular vote by. Now, let's put that aside. There were other factors as well. One, we need national voter ID before the next election. If I could lobby for anything, it would be for that. We're the only Western nation that doesn't have it. It's crazy. Number two, Chris Christie, he did exactly what I was afraid he was doing. He went out of his way to laud Obama's efforts on Hurricane Sandy when we all know that Obama didn't do anything laudable except show up like the magic man, okay? Now, why did Christie do that? He didn't single-handedly undermine Obama, but he certainly took a number of the Reagan Democrats who might have been voting who this time might have voted for Romney,
yes,
and said to them, "Nah, don't go across the aisle. Stay with your man Obama."
Yep.
Why did Christie do that? Christie did it to make sure that Obama won, so he'd be the shining star for 2016, which is exactly what they're saying happened today, isn't it? So Christie calculatingly not only did this to Romney the first time, but if you remember when he spoke at the convention, he didn't even mention Romney's name. It was all about Chris Christie. Now let's go to Romney. Why did he choose a guy like Paul Ryan? Absolutely unqualified to be vice president. Decent man, good man, no charisma, no following whatsoever. He had a star in Rubio. Rubio, may I also say, is an Hispanic of Cuban descent. Do you know that Cuban Americans, who were the traditional Republican voters, went over to Obama this time? How did that happen? Because he shafted Rubio. He spit in the face. Romney spit in the face of the Hispanic voter. What's the message here? The message is that we need a Barry Goldwater, not a country club Republican. We don't need another country club Republican. We're never going to win again. What we need is a Barry Goldwater who said, very famously, extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. Well, my friends, we've come a long way from Barry Goldwater, haven't we? A man who sort of stood for nothing, a man who seemed to stand for very, very little.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Right. You can call me on any topic we've been discussing tonight live on the Savage Nation. Any one of the topics I've touched on, you know the number. Let's go to San Francisco on KSFO. Ty, welcome to the program.
Hey, Michael, how you doing? Hello?
Yeah, I don't answer that question. What's on your mind, Ty?
Okay, probably about 10, 12 years ago, you used to use a term called red diaper doper baby. And yeah. I've been listening lately, haven't heard you. Mentioned that term,
right.
And I thought that it would...
Wait, hold it, Ty. When have you last heard my show? Were you listening when I was on in Sacramento?
Yeah, this was like 10 or 12 years ago.
Wait, hold on, slow down. But why are you bringing it up now out of the blue? What does it have to do with anything?
Well, when I think about it, who was Barack Obama's mentor when he was growing up? John Davies, or Davis. Who is a documented communist.
Okay, so what's your point? I don't know, this is all old news. And?
And doper, Obama was
all right, so
part
what
of
you're
the
saying is
gang.
my phrase red diaper doper baby seems to you to hit the mark, right?
Oh, definitely. And then
all right, thanks for the appreciate it. Took 12 years for that call. I've been waiting for that call for 12 straight years. Eric in KSFO country, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, I used to talk with you way back in the mid-90s when you first started KSFO. I don't know if you remember me.
I
always went by Eric from Hayward. And
don't remember you. But what's on your mind tonight, Eric?
You know, I am like you. I watched you go through the angry phase a long time ago, you know, this election has really got me back. I've always been a form, as you might remember.
Eric, you're all over the map. Tell me what it is that you're wanting to say that would be of any interest to millions of people who are listening.
I am blown away at where our country is today.
All right. Thank you very much. That's all. That's an and. And what do we do about it? You're amongst 50% of America who cannot believe that communists, dope smokers, anti-Americans, outright criminals have taken over the country. And what are you going to do about it? You didn't have a party representing you. You had a party that basically despised you. They did everything they could to avoid conservatives. They did everything they could to avoid even moderate middle-of-the-road conservatives. Romney wouldn't even go on the Leprechaun's television show in the last few weeks to show you how misadvised he was. He wouldn't even do that. Romney had no respect for conservatives. He had no respect for the Tea Parties. The Republican Party redistricted Alan West, America's probably greatest war hero, current war hero, probably in the top five. I don't know any men who are actually in combat in Congress who are up to his level. They gerrymandered Alan West district to make sure he lost. The Republican Party did that to him. So you can't just blame the Democrats. You can also blame the Whig Party, the party of the drunks, who just look like a bunch of, you know, pink tie drunks. So what do you want me to do? I'm not going to, you know, get sick about it, right? What can I do about it? I'll take calls on other topics. Virginia Beach, Carl, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, how you doing, Michael? I forgot you don't answer that one. First of all, I'd like to comment and just say you hit the nail right on the head as far as what you said about Marco Rubio. If they would have used him as a vice presidential nomination, I think it would have been pretty likely we would have seen possibly 8 years of Mitt Romney and maybe 8 years
That's
of Rubio.
Right. Absolutely. Rubio had although he needs a lot of, more years and training to smooth himself out, his speech at the Republican convention about his father moved me very deeply. It was a tremendous story that anyone could relate to. Rubio was the real McCoy. He could have brought in another 10% of the Hispanic vote, some of the women vote because he's young and good-looking. But instead, the Republicans threw him overboard and took that doofus Ryan for reasons I'll never understand and put him in there. I was against Ryan from day one.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to comment on was you mentioned the estate earlier. Now, that one hits kind of close to home for me. My fiance's father owns some commercial real estate that, you know, he came to this country and started out working at a hot dog stand and saved up his money, opened a business, and eventually owned some commercial real estate, got to the point where he could afford this real estate. Now, because the economy is in the dumps, they're not making a whole lot of money renting this property out, and they're facing, you know, his later years. And if something were to happen,
so they can't afford to sell the property. They're afraid of the estate tax. Is that what you're getting at?
They're going to be forced to sell it, or take a $500,000 loan out to pay 50% estate tax on something.
Right. In other words, they have to borrow money to pay the estate tax. Many, many people in America are facing that same disaster. Their parents worked all their lives to build something, and they're being forced to sell it. They can't even afford the estate tax. They have to borrow the money. That's what Obama means by a fair and equitable taxation for the middle class. I have to repeat again, Obama is a lifetime Marxist. Look at the friends. Look at his learnings. Look at his leanings. They hate the bourgeoisie. They hate the middle class. They love the rich. They love the rich. They hate the poor, and they hate the middle class. And that's exactly the protocols that Obama is following. The only thing is he's such a skilled sophist that people actually believe his big lie.
Right. Yeah, people don't seem to understand how much, you know, a number, an income number, may or may not mean you're wealthy. You know, just because there's a number that you can put on the value of something.
Let me explain. Obama says $250,000 is the cutoff point for the rich. That would include a teacher who's been teaching for a few years and a cop or a fireman. They're now wealthy, according to Obama. He has, in fact, targeted the very middle class he claims to embrace. And how any cop or fireman ever voted for Obama is beyond me, but vote for him they did, and let them get what they deserve. That's all I have to say. Omaha, Nebraska, Dan, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, I just wanted to comment. It seems to me, you know, with all the common sense that you have and we know other conservatives have in America, we see a pattern here. I think lately now with General Petraeus and General Allen, you know, we can all relate to what happens when we go into fantasy land. And once they step into fantasy land, they became irrational. And whether it be in that realm of sexuality and like marriage and so forth, or whether it be in the realm of finances, you know, we look at what's going on in our nation, we say, where's the common sense. And I just think, Michael, this goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. You know, when people step across a line, they go into fantasy land, you know, either they intend to bring harm to others, or I think in many cases, like the ones I mentioned, we have a lot of politicians who simply don't know any better. They're not rational like you and other people are. And I think that's what happened with Petraeus and Allen. They got caught up in something, and just like those women, it got beyond them, and you just become so irrational. And so somehow, you know,
you're actually saying Petraeus is not innocent because he got himself involved by having the affair. You're absolutely right. But you're missing a third general. Obama also demoted and stripped the star off an African-American general that the media has completely buried because they don't want to show it. He demoted yesterday General Ward, who was the head of the Africa Command, man 41 years in the military, and the reason he was stripped of his star and thrown out is because he also wanted to send help to Benghazi and was told to stand down by either Obama, Susan Rice, or someone else in the White House. Three generals had their heads roll because they would not go along with the big lie, is my in my estimation.
Well, that's exactly right, and you know, we've got to get people in there that are thinking straight and that have conservative values.
Well, wait,
and
are know not... any? Can you name anyone who wants to go into politics who thinks straight? I don't know of any, but I appreciate your dream. You're getting into dreamland if you think that the best people go into politics. They don't. By and large, they are not the best in America. The best people in America do not go into politics. Politics is a world of madness and ego, and as a result, we get what we pay for. And I do not think the best people choose politics as a profession, frankly. The best people I know, frankly, are in business. The best people I know are in other professions. They're not in politics. I don't think they ever have been. Politics does not attract the best and the brightest. I wouldn't say it attracts the worst and the dumbest, but I would say in some cases lately it's been attracting the worst and the dumbest in both parties, by the way. And when this changes, I don't know. I don't know when it changes. Alan West is probably amongst the best and the brightest, and look what the Republicans did to him. There are a few here and there, but by and large you don't know who they are, okay? Let's take some more calls here on the Savage Nation. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. North Carolina, Kyle, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, before I make my point, I want to say we need you back in North Carolina. But my point is, you
wait,
had made hold, a comment.
I thought, wait. What do you mean you need me back? You're listening to me in North Carolina.
Well, it's to the point you made, and noticed that
hear.
The rest.
Like call screening from Hades. Board operation from, I don't know, you're in North Carolina calling. What do you need
to the show?
Okay, Kyle, this is not working. I'm having trouble with a board operator who doesn't modulate you and me, so no one hears what I'm saying. Well, eventually, let me explain. It's not his fault. Let me tell the audience what's going on, because I may as well have a moment of clarity here on the Savage Nation. I was doing well for an hour, and now I'm having a nightmare radio show. We've had one mistake after another. It happens. These things happen. Sound bites being hit at the wrong time. Line, and this is not working for the last 30 minutes. Things have gone wrong. Let me explain what's going on. They're doing the best possible job under the circumstances. But I'm working at a deficit. I'm broadcasting from San Francisco. The calls are going through Dallas. The board operator is not in the same room with me. The call screener is not in the same room with me. They're doing the best anyone could possibly do. All of this changes for the better after Thanksgiving, when my board operator and my call screener will be in the same room at KSFO Studios in San Francisco, and you'll hear the show the way it should be. It's not anyone's fault. No one's doing anything on purpose. No one's doing anything wrong. It's a very difficult situation. I think, given the speed with which I joined Cumulus, we're doing a phenomenally incredible job. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Michael Savage here. LS Eye and Laser Medical Center announces the greatest LASIK offer ever. Now, for a limited time, do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. You pay the normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. Financing is available, too. You select the terms. Give the holiday gift that makes a difference, the gift of sight. It may be possible to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of my friend, Stanford-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 60,000 procedures. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. If you have a flex plan, you may be able to use tax-free dollars to pay for your LASIK. Act now as the tax rules change next year, decreasing your benefit by 50%. Call him now at 877-933-3315. 877-933-3315 for a free evaluation valued at $350. This offer is limited and restrictions apply. So call Dr. Ellis now. 877, write it down, 933-3315.
If you're thinking Tempur-Pedic, there are two things to remember. One, right now at Mattress Discounters, you get 24 months interest-free financing on Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America. And two, at Mattress Discounters, you also get free delivery. So if you're thinking Tempur-Pedic, think Mattress Discounters. But hurry, this special financing offer ends soon.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
The holidays lose their magic when your bank account goes into sticker shock. That's why I'm entering the holiday shopping giveaway at SweetJack.com. Hey, if you win, SweetJack will overnight a Visa gift card loaded with $5,000 to pay for your holiday shopping. SweetJack has something sweet for everyone on your list, with amazing deals on spas, travel, stocking stuffers, and more. What gift would you buy with $5,000? Enter the holiday shopping giveaway now at SweetJack.com to get your gifts on Jack.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever, and there's never been a better time to buy. Worldwide diamond prices have gone up. The Jewelry Exchange has a large stock of diamonds at the old prices. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy solitaires for $18.90. 1 to 2-carat non-certifieds are just $9.90 per carat, and 1-carat studs are just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of GIA diamonds, guaranteed the lowest price. We have the hottest designer lines in Micro Pave, Invisible, and Platinum, and set in size while you watch. Diamond floating heart pendants with 33 full-cut diamonds are $99. 4-carat diamond and amethyst pendant and earring sets are just $99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. plus no interest for 6 months. Buy Factory Direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Ron Paul used my phrase government media complex in his speech where he declared the internet is an alternative to the government media complex, but the writer didn't credit Michael Savage as usual. So that's good for you to know that you're listening for a reason. I coin them and they use them. What else? Graham says to the president, you failed as commander-in-chief before, during, and after the attack. Well, good for Billy Graham. Oh, it wasn't Billy Graham. It was some Graham cracker said it. Which Graham is that? Bill Graham, the rock promoter? He's been dead 20 years. Billy Graham, the evangelist? He didn't say that. Which Graham said to the president, you failed? If you ask the average American, 99,000 out of 99,001 wouldn't know. Nobody knows who this man is. That's Lindsey Graham cracker, South Carolina lawyer. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina lawyer and Republican, put on an act saying, I hold you responsible for Benghazi. He didn't say it before the election. He waited until after the election, like the brave generals who retire, and then give speeches on Fox News. They analyze after, then they give speech. Let's see, White House sends Susan Rice. Nah, not interesting. There's nothing interesting. You know what happened. They won. America lost. So then, well, let's move on. Do you know that he invited MoveOn.org into the White House for a meeting, a powwow, after they won? That salacious group of street communists was invited in? It's George Soros' front group? All right, let's go to MichaelSavage.com. New from New York Times bestselling author, Train Tracks. This book is about tradition. It's about families. It's about being together through thick and through thin. It's great. It's on sale now in every bookstore in America. I suggest you go and look at it for the holidays. It's a great book. I wouldn't have written it. And I wouldn't think that you'd enjoy it. I wouldn't tell you about it if I didn't think you'd enjoy it. No politics in it. Read it for the holidays. Here are the 9/11 calls from Tampa, groupie behind scandal, top right. If Rice had nothing to do with Benghazi, why was she put out there to explain it? From Bloomberg News, party bimbo at center of military scandals. Now, these are my headlines with their stories on MichaelSavage.com. From McClatchy News Services, Ishi Matahari. Why did the FBI investigate to begin with? Answer, because the FBI is a tool of the White House. Any other questions? Next column on Michael Savage. Air Force feminized by Obama. Take a look at the face now running the U.S. Air Force. If this woman ever flew a Piper Cub, I'll buy her a Rolex. They put her in charge of the U.S. Air Force Academy. I doubt that she's ever flown a Piper Cub. She's now in charge of our Air Force. Rhino ex-Senator Brown tells Republicans to come lose with him. He's calling for a reaching out to the interest groups that Obama appealed to. Oh, we talked about this already. White House secede petitions reached 675,000 signatures in 50 states. Nothing. It'll never go anywhere. It's a flash in the pan. It's not going anywhere. Stop with the secession movement. It's never going to happen. Your state capital's not going to let it happen. It won't happen. You're on the wrong track. It's sour grapes. You'll focus on another positive way to get even with the communists. And I don't have the answer for you, but it's not secession. It's not happening in the year 2012. America's not breaking up. Now, the Soviet Union broke up, interestingly, because of the top-heavy government of its time. But it didn't break up with secession movements. It broke up in a different manner. You want to break up the United States of America? Stop talking like children with secession. It's got to be done another way. Listen to heavy metal. Drink some Ripple. Listen to the music. Drink some Ripple. And the answer will come to you tonight at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's the Savage Nation.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
One little joint supplement.
The Food Police. We're just too dumb on our own to figure it out.
This is
an all-points bulletin.
This is insanity.
We are in hot pursuit of the Sean Hannity Show.
Weekdays at noon.
We need the government controlling every single aspect of our lives.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Introducing Kidde Worry-Free Smoke Alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery offers 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. And they're designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Rest easy with Kidde's Worry-Free Alarms. Only at the Home Depot.
Big, big night for President Obama.
I am looking forward to reaching out and working with leaders of both parties.
4 more years.
I return to the White House more determined and more inspired than ever.
Reproductive rights were a big motivating factor.
What happens in the next 4 years will happen here.
We had an overwhelming re-election of the president with pickup seats in the House. That's not the status quo.
Hot Talk 560. KSFO. This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Senators incurred the wrath of President Obama at his first post-election news conference today when he blasted them for their criticism of his U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice. ABC's Ann Compton was there.
In a burst of anger, President Obama defended his U.N. ambassador from Republicans for saying the Benghazi attack was a mob, not terrorism.
And to besmirch her reputation is outrageous.
But GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says he'll block Rice if she's chosen to become Secretary of State.
Either she didn't know the truth about Benghazi, which means she shouldn't have been on TV, or she was spinning it.
He's calling for a Watergate investigation of the consulate attack. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Antivirus software pioneer John McAfee remains on the run from police in Belize. ABC's Alex Stone has seen a document that sheds light on the hours before McAfee's neighbor was murdered.
ABC News has exclusively obtained a copy of a complaint the murder victim, Gregory Fall, filed against McAfee, demanding something be done about McAfee's vicious dogs and his armed and aggressive security guards. It was filed with officials in Belize. Last week, McAfee's dogs were reportedly poisoned. Then Gregory Fall was shot dead. While on the run, McAfee has claimed he did not kill Fall.
Plenty of discontent across Europe with strikes and rallies in several cities. Here's ABC's Linda Albin.
In Madrid, Spanish protesters clashed with police who fired tear gas into the crowds. It was a day of action across Europe as workers and unions staged a series of strikes and protests against rising unemployment and cuts in pensions and wages. There were strikes in Spain, Greece, Portugal, and Italy, with protests taking place in Belgium, Germany, and in France. Some 40 groups from 23 countries are involved. It's not that we don't want to work, said one protester. There just isn't any out there. Linda Albin, ABC News.
And this is ABC News.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 80,000 diverse safety products, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Now through November 30th, save off the Grainger catalog price with 25% off select DuPont Protective Clothing and 30% off Ansel products. Just call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with Fiona. Fiona is very serious about the terms of Ford's low-price tire guarantee, and she has something she'd like to share. Proceed.
I, Fiona.
For Chando. Tell them.
I, Fiona, promise to beat any competitor's advertised price guaranteed.
You promise?
I promise.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on four select tires, plus the low-price tire guarantee.
Fiona?
Yes?
You can put your hand down.
Okay.
Competitor's ad required for tire guarantee. Rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 11/30/12.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A Richmond man convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and her friend on the Richmond San Rafael Bridge told jurors they should flip a coin to decide whether to sentence him to death. Nathan Burris took the witness stand today. In the penalty phase of his trial, he told jurors that it doesn't matter to him which penalty he receives. Closing arguments in the trial are set for tomorrow morning. The district attorney's office says it will appeal a judge's decision to dismiss murder charges against the man accused of shooting to death East Palo Alto community leader David Lewis. The judge ruled that San Mateo police illegally obtained a confession from the suspect.
It was mostly business as usual at a San Francisco City Hall today, despite a small electrical fire that knocked out power to parts of the building. The fire broke out last night in an electrical vault and sent smoke into the building's main rotunda. Hundreds of people at a reception there were evacuated. A spokeswoman for the mayor says the fire was put out quickly and the building suffered only minor damage. KSFO traffic, lots of it out there. Southbound 880 and High Street in Oakland have an accident. Looks like the left lane blocked by a couple of cars, maybe the second lane as well. Eastbound 92 connected to northbound 101, two-car crash being reported there. Southbound 280, maybe that northbound 280 at 880, we've got an accident blocking the right lane. Very heavy traffic into San Francisco on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge from the Mays over to San Francisco. Northbound 101 slows from 280 onto the lower deck as well. Weather, partly cloudy, milder tonight. Lows in the low 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, clouds start building. Highs low 60s to low 70s. Rain arrives Thursday night, lasting basically till Monday. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Emirates offers daily nonstop flights to Dubai and on to over 120 destinations beyond. Visit emirates.com/USA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here again to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, with the holidays around, you're kind of looking for that gift, the perfect gift for someone, and Ovation Cell Therapy has it. It's the Ovation Cell Therapy gift set, and it's from the good folks at Ovation. It includes the complete advanced formula of Ovation Cell Therapy System, along with their new volume enhancer, thermal protectant, and the brand new Ovation Vitamin and Extracts for healthy hair and scalp. This is the complete system to take your hair from broken, brittle, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, thicker, shinier hair within the first few washes. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, you're out doing your Christmas shopping and you keep getting grabbed. Your hair's getting grabbed because people think it's tinsel. Yeah, your hair needs a makeover, and Ovation Cell Therapy has exactly that for you. Go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, warning. KSFO.
The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Dropkick Murphys for your listening entertainment on the Savage Nation. Where shall I begin? What mood am I in? New heavy metal or Beach Boys? I'm in a sort of split mood. I feel like a split screen in my head. I feel like a little Dropkick Murphys and a little Beach Boys. I feel like talking about the purge of our military and turkey recipes. I feel like talking about the Fugazi in the White House and the groupie behind the military scandal. I feel like talking about dog food and the Air Force being feminized by Obama. Yeah, so we'll talk about all of those things. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Let's begin with the most salacious thing I could find today in order to maintain my dominance in the talk radio business. I have to search far and wide every day to find tapes as good as this. Here is the bimbo at the center of the military scandals in the 9/11 call, where she asks for diplomatic immunity, even though she's not a diplomat, and all she's calling about is a reporter on her lawn. Listen to clip five.
Hi, this is Jill Kelly from a guy who's in my backyard, and he's not leaving. If you can send somebody out.
And who is this guy? Do you know?
I don't know who he is.
All right, is he white, black, Hispanic?
He's white, and he's bald, younger guy, like 30 years old, shaved head, and he's coming back and forth up and down my back, inside my gate, so.
Okay, and what?
My wall. I don't know if by any chance, because I'm an honorary consul general, so I have inviolability, so they should not be able to cross my property. I don't know if you want to get diplomatic protection involved as well, but now they possess against a lot of cross my property, since this is now, like, you know, it's inviolable.
Now, there's no such thing as an honorary consul general. That is, unless you're Teresa Hines Carey, I think, who was an honorary consul general of some sort because she gave away more packets of ketchup to the military than any person before her. But this woman is a paradox in a sense because people are saying, is she Mata Hari? Why did the FBI investigate her to begin with? I mean, there was nothing there. There was no threat to national security. This is a witch hunt to get Petraeus and the two other generals, so Obama has no competition, and none of them will rat him out on what he didn't do with Libya. That's the face story. There may be more. Who knows? But now that we played that, I could go into Obama going after the top earners in America, but you know what communists do. You know what radical leftist communists do. They party with the billionaires who have the tax loopholes, like Warren Buffett, like Jeffrey Immelt of General Electric, who pay no taxes corporate-wise or very few, very low taxes, maybe dividend income at 15%. And then he attacks the rich in order to demagogue the situation. So what am I going to say about it? Leave it to John Boehner to see if he can scotch it out with him. Let John Boehner take a couple of stiff drinks and see if he could stop him. I doubt it. The question is, though, if Rice had nothing to do with Benghazi, why was she put out there to explain it? We're not talking about the food product with the San Francisco name. We are not talking about the former piano-playing Secretary of State. We're talking about the totally unqualified Susan Rice, who is our diplomat to the United Nutcases on the East River. So let's have some fun by the Beach Boys on the Savage Nation. 1-855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Is this the Beach Boys? Because I'm thinking of buying a new car. I need to hear the Beach Boys. It's winter. I want a new car. It may cheer me up. Well, the smell, the new car smell. I love this song. Who were the Beach Boys? Are they still around? Does anybody know if they're still living? Doug, are they still alive somewhere in Newport Beach? I imagine they're aging. Maybe it was one of them on Jill Kelly's lawn, bald. Maybe he became a journalist for Rolling Stone. I always envied the Beach Boys when I was a youngster in New York, riding buses and subways and working jobs after school. Because they seemed to be having a lot more fun than I was. How come those guys always burned out earlier than I did? Here's the thing I want to ask a question about. Because I don't think I'm going to talk much about politics. I may not. I may get in it and out of it. About the feminization of the Air Force. Take a look at the picture of the prize they put at the head of the Air Force. It's on michaelsavage.com. Take a look what they're doing. Take a look. The 101st Airborne is going to soon be run by someone who never, not only didn't parachute out of an airplane, but probably never fired a gun in anger. That's what's coming under the new military under Obama. Toy soldiers. I don't know how we're ever going to fight another war. But maybe there'll never be another war. After all, when you have peace-loving liberals running the world, there should be no wars. Now, it's unfortunate that their foreign policy has instigated wars across the Arab Crescent. But that's just, you know, when you want to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. So they broke the egg called Egypt. They broke the egg called Libya. They broke the egg called Tunisia. And they're making a new omelet. And the new omelet is emerging. It'll be a peaceful omelet. A peaceful omelet where there are no Jews in the Middle East, no Christians in the Middle East, but it'll be peaceful. That's the important thing. Just as Jerry Brown here in California and the corrupt Democrat Senate, or shall I say, whatever it's called here, the mafia, the California mafia, I think the legislature here, has got a better thing going than the five families in New York ever had because no one's even after them. See, criminals in New York at least had to fear the FBI and the NYPD. The mafia that runs California has nobody to fear because they are the law. And since they now have a supermajority, they can do anything they wish, and they're doing it. And since they own the press, such as the San Francisco Comical, and have for years, they've declared today that the deficit in California disappeared by 50% overnight. They wiped it out overnight by taxing the rich, even though they haven't collected the money yet. They suddenly said the budget looks better and there's going to be a profit in the year 2014. Isn't it amazing what you can do with bookkeeping when you really run things and you have no press to criticize you? It's amazing. So where I was getting before was a new car. It's winter time. I feel the seasonal affective disorder setting in. I'm doing an evening show rather than an afternoon show. And it is starting to affect me, to be honest with you. seasonal affective disorder, which is, you know, when it gets dark early. Now, I've always said I like the dark early, and I think I still do like the dark early, but it brings to mind the fact that we're all mortal. Here we go again with my mortality fears. But we are. And the best way to fight these this sense of doom and gloom that eventually we're going to all go by the way of all flesh is to buy new things. Now, I'm a kind of guy who actually could wear the same shirt for 10 years. Don't get me wrong. I wash it, and I clean it, and I buy a few things here and there. But one of the things that I like, one of the luxuries I like are cars. I still have a car fetish. I'm an old-fashioned American where I still love the automobile. I still like great machinery. I still love the whine of an incredible engine and things of that nature. So I'm thinking of buying a new car, and I must tell you that I don't think I'm going to buy another Wilhelm. And those of you who know what I'm talking about, you know who Wilhelm is. Wilhelm is my four-year-old car, and Wilhelm has been making noises that are ridiculous for a car with 19,000 miles. Now, I brought him into the dealership four times, and they've told me they find nothing wrong with Wilhelm. But I said the thing is whining and groaning, and although it has 20,000 miles in a V12 engine, and it cost a bloody fortune when I bought it, it sounds like a 1956 Chrysler New Yorker that's about to lose its transmission. But apparently, the mechanics of today in dealerships are not able to detect anything without a machine telling them what's wrong, or a computer. So I had them running through the computer many times, and they say nothing's wrong with it. I get the car back, and I drive it, and it has this incredible groan and whine. And I just know that any day now on the highway or on some country road, I'm going to hear parts spit out of Wilhelm's guts, and I'm going to be stuck out there. And so that leaves me to decide what kind of car I want to buy. Now, don't call me with suggestions because I really don't want to turn it into a show topic. I really just want to lobby on my own show and not talk about General Petraeus. I don't want to talk about the rhino senator, Brown from Massachusetts, who's telling Republicans to come down into the gutter with him. I don't want to talk about Petraeus agreeing to testify in Benghazi. I don't want to talk about the thugs in the unions who are now bullish after talks with Obama. See, I thought when I grew up that the AFL-CIO was corrupt. Somehow I watched the FBI bust them for every kind of scam in the world and put them in jail. Then I wake up under Obama, and the very people who were put away by the FBI are now being protected by the FBI. And anyone who tried to say that the unions are thuggish and criminals were actually attacked by the thugs and who were being protected by the FBI. So you see, the world has been turned upside down by the communist revolution that we're living through. Here in the United Kingdom, I don't want to talk about that either. Here's a land that banned yours truly, Michael Savage, from entering their fine country, denying me the dental care they're famous for, denying me from the famous food that London is famous for. And yet they just released a radical Islamist terror plotter from prison, saying that he's entitled to further trials. Now, I was never given a trial when I was banned. I don't want to talk about that either. I don't want to talk about the fact that why the Petraeus probe was kept quiet until Election Day. I think that would be uncomfortable for the liberals out there. I do not want to discuss the purge of the Red Army in 1941 after a pause in mass repressions after the Great Purge in the Soviet Union, because I did that last night. I do not want to talk about Bon Jovi's daughter arrested for overdosing on heroin, because I think that would be insulting to liberals. You see, Jean Bon Jovi, I mean, we wish him and his daughter very well, is a rock musician. And as you well know, rock musicians are liberals. And as you well know, liberals are good. And as you well know, liberals, because they are good, always bring up children well. And so it's uncomfortable that she faces drug charges in New York after allegedly overdosing on heroin. She didn't go to jail, of course, because she's not black or Hispanic. She's the daughter of a rock star, and she's only facing some sort of light charge in New York City because she was not arrested for carrying around a 32-ounce Pepsi. Had she carried around a 32-ounce Pepsi, I'm sure that the NYPD would have come down on her like a ton of bricks, and Mayor Bloomberg would have called a news conference. But since it was only heroin, she is now a victim. See, if you use heroin in New York, you're a victim, while if you drink 32-ounce sodas, you're a criminal. I don't want to talk about that either. So going down to the lower column on MichaelSavage.com, the three stories I found tonight, tell me about the pastiche of my mind. Tell me about the geography of my mind, why I picked these three stories left. Galapagos rat eradication project expands. They're targeting 180 million rodents on a tiny island in the Galapagos. That's one story. Next to it, Gambian rats invade Florida Keys. They can become the size of an average house cat or small baby. How did the Gambian rats invade Florida Keys? Because people from Gambia brought in rats. And so I figured then I had to put up a positive story. So on the bottom right, 87-year-old doctor charges $5 a visit. He's 87 years old. He has no Medicare, Medicaid. He doesn't accept insurance. He has no computers. Patients line up early outside his office every day. And all he wants to do is heal people. Isn't that beautiful? That's a positive story. Men like that should be given the Presidential Medal of Freedom as opposed to a degenerate, drug-addicted rock star. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you, call it now, 800-289-2646. It's free.
Okay, as of the traffic, we start in Oakland, southbound 880 before High Street. An accident, motorcycle involved, second lane from the left is blocked. Have an accident, stall actually northbound 101 Waldo Tunnel. Looks like the left lane is being affected. Heavy traffic on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. You'll find it slow pretty much from the incline over to San Francisco, northbound 101. Slow from 280 to the lower deck with an accident at Cesar Chavez that's blocking the right lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Some days you just don't have a good day.
Most of us just did not see it coming.
I honestly believed Mitt Romney was going to win.
Mike Huckabee.
It's not enough to tell everybody what's wrong with the other guy. But that's what they were doing to us. Doesn't matter.
That can't be our whole defense.
That we want to be just as nasty as the other side. No, we want to be visionary. And we want to talk about opportunity and freedom and what it means to have liberty.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Want to fill your table with delicious homegrown vegetables? Start by giving your vegetable garden a gourmet treat of its own. A premium soil amendment like Gardner & Bloom Harvest Supreme. Harvest Supreme is a natural and organic blend of compost that's loaded with rich nutrients such as chicken manure, bat guano, and kelp meal. They help your plant's roots absorb water and nutrients more effectively. Gardner & Bloom Harvest Supreme loosens hard, compacted clay soils and helps bind rocky or sandy soils together. So it helps conserve water and keep your vegetable beds well-drained. You can also use Harvest Supreme as a mulch to protect plants against temperature extremes and invading weeds. The soil experts who created Harvest Supreme have been dedicated to meeting the needs of gardeners for more than 85 years. Look for Harvest Supreme, along with a full family of Gardner & Bloom soil products, at independent nurseries and garden centers. To find one near you, visit Kellogg with two G's, garden.com.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
John Hannity.
At some point, America is going to come calling for conservative answers because they are the only ones that will work.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Judas Priest. Heavy metal. That's to rattle the cages of the liberals and the conservatives. The libs will say, what a hypocrite. He's a conservative, yet he plays as Judas Priest. Then the rednecks will say he's a sellout because he plays Judas Priest. I play it because it's exciting music. They're incredible musicians. Just for a minute. Play it louder for a minute. Loud, loud, loud. Come on, blast it.
Unbelievable.
I hated them in the 80s. I broke my son's records and CDs, but he brought it home. I said, are you crazy listening to that junky garbage? Don't bring it in my house. Incredible what I missed. Great musicians, what talent. And I was turning, I was so bored of television the other night. I was searching cable channels and it was so high up on the list. I couldn't even remember the number of digits. Okay, turn it off already, the music. Because they can't hear me. They can't. Here's the first thing you got to know about conservative talk radio is that unlike liberals, they can't multitask. They have to listen to the talker or the music. If you play music and the talker, they get schizophrenic. They can't deal with it. They cannot do both. It doesn't mean there's any. They're focused people. The liberal is basically a discursive, has a discursive mind. The reason they can multitask is because they don't know what they're doing, where they are, who they are, how they're voting, why. So you can do three things at once. Unwell. Welcome back to the Savage Nation, all you loony Leninists, you mad-eyed Marxists, you Toyota Trotskyites. Welcome back, you eBay Engelists. You maudlin Maoists, you cheating Shays, welcome back, you castrated Castroites, you sneering Stalinists. Welcome back to the Savage Nation, the radio show you've come to love on the Savage Nation. Yep, you jaded Jacksons, you scheming Sharptonites, you lecherous Liebermanists, you craven Clintonists, you biting Boxerists, you finagling Feinsteinistas. You fuming Barney Frankensteins, welcome one and all to this. You know what I'm reading to you? I am reading to you one of my archival sheets. I was going through my notes. This is from October 1st, 2001. Nothing has changed. It's still the same. The only difference is now the mad lunatics have picked an even more radical madman to take the country over the cliff faster. That's all. Let's take the first caller. I have a minute left already with the Free Association. Sandy, New Hampshire, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I would just like you to address the issue of what's going on in Israel the best way that you
can. Very simple. It's very simple. It's very simple. Now that the election is over, the Jews are fighting back from the rocket attacks, and they're doing a good job. They did a pretty good job. They knew where the leader of the cell was. They targeted him in a car. And one of their planes knocked him out, burned him up in a car with a strike. So naturally they're screaming, you've opened the gates of hell. We're going to kill you, Jew. Get out of the Middle East. But apparently the Jews have decided they want to live rather than die. They're not ready for the boxcars again. They decided they're not going to go in the boxcar. If someone tries to put them in boxcars, they'll put them in first. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I just don't.
All right, that's all. What more do I have to say? In other words, they had hands off. Obama kept them, you know. So the Hamas was shooting a little rocketry into Israel. Now they got back a few F-16s in return for their rockets.
Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting InstaFlex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of InstaFlex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting InstaFlex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. InstaFlex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week InstaFlex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. McAfee Company founder John McAfee denies he killed a neighbor in Belize, but says he won't turn himself in for questioning because he fears a police anti-gang unit wants to kill him. McAfee tells the Associated Press that he's in hiding with a young woman. He says he is unarmed and has been changing locations frequently to stay one step ahead of the police. The city of Oakland has approved settlement terms for dozens of men who claim they were illegally strip searched by police officers. The men will share a $4.6 million settlement. KSFO traffic, it is a tough one out there. Let's start North Bay, southbound 101, downtown Santa Rosa exit. A crash, a couple of cars, the two middle lanes reported blocked right now. We've got heavy traffic in and out of San Francisco on 101 through Marin, also on the upper and lower decks of the Bay Bridge. Looking in San Jose, northbound 880, it's slow from 280 all the way up to Auto Mall. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, everybody, it's Mel. You know, when my husband and I bought our home, you know what we did? The first thing, we called Greg O'Donnell. And then when we refied, we called Greg, and we refied again, and we called Greg. Well, of course, you see the pattern here, right? Really, whenever we have a financial question or concern, we call Greg. And now's your opportunity to take advantage of the low fixed rates. Right now, our good friend and fellow radio show host Greg O'Donnell is offering the Family Plus loan with an interest-only rate of 3.50%. 3.5% for a 30-year fixed rate up to $625,500. So do yourself a favor and call Greg at 866-496-2300 right now to get that no-cost loan. So call Greg about that 3.5% loan right now at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 011-98426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.50%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rate subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Jode. It's Barry. I'm not going to make it in today. I'm really stuffed up.
Totally believable, honey.
Thanks. Now let's go.
Whatever it takes. Get to Sears Super Saturday Sale with Friday Preview. Two huge savings-filled days to get a jump on holiday shopping. This is how to gift. This is Sears. And right now, Shop Your Way Rewards members earn 5% back on Sears card purchases. Offer ends 2/2/13. See Sears.com for details.
It was like any other night. You locked the doors, turned off the lights, and went to bed. When suddenly, it strikes. The dreaded late-night low battery chirp.
Not again!
end the nightmare. Eliminate low battery chirps for good with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, and each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Rest easy with Kidde's worry-free smoke alarms. Available at the Home Depot. Visit worryfreealarm.com.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. We're playing Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys. Because it's a cheerful song. It's the holidays already. The commies won. And all we can do is fight back as we can fight back. But we can't fight back by getting ulcers over it. You can hate them all you want. You can sneer at Obama. You can laugh at him. You can turn the TV off. You can spit at the screen if you want. But I'm not going to burn my guts out over it. The bum won. I don't care how. They stole states, this and that. They rigged the election. There were districts where there were 102% of the votes were for Obama. What are you talking about? And, of course, Romney threw the election. Disappeared for the last 2 weeks. Couldn't find him anywhere. Wouldn't go on this show. He wouldn't even go on Leprechaun's show on Fox. Now the Leprechaun's even mad at him. Oh, they insulted the Leprechaun. He wouldn't go on the Lep show. So he's now attacking him, saying he deserved to lose, which I found shocking. Fair and balanced. Bah, humbug. I've turned the corner today. Something happened to me over the last few days. I must tell you, let's say you've been listening to me for 18 years. You've got nothing better in your life but Michael Savage. And you're very impressed with my wit and wisdom and my moods and whatever, the dreams, the dog, the sandwiches, the cars, the stories, your laugh and your cry, the tragicomic show that I do. And you'll be with me to the last day on radio, right? I've changed. Something happened in me where I've decided that I'm going to treat this show as a hobby from now on. No, I know you're shocked. Because if you think I'm going to get a heart attack or an ulcer over what Obama's doing, you're crazy. I'll leave that to the people who sound like Fredo in The Godfather to get mock hysterical over everything that happens every day. First of all, it's not going to change anything. That's number one. And number two, a battle is not fought by getting hysterical over what the opposition does. That's what they want you to do, is to get hysterical. So I'm going to walk in here every day and have a good time. Yeah, of course I'll do the news. But I'm going to have fun, 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 like the Beach Boys taught me. So let's go to the next caller, and you're entitled to call. Right, you're entitled. You can call. 855-400-SAVAGE. It's a nice number. It's free. And I'm not exactly a Medicaid doctor where you can go and get yourself checked up for nothing, but you get to talk on a radio show. People listen to you who you never met. You talk to more people than you'll ever meet for your whole life. We'll listen to you for a few seconds till I hang up on you. What could be better than that? So let's go to Christy in Grand Rapids. I don't know what the topic is. Christy, what's on your mind?
Michael Savage, absolutely love your book. I have to tell you, the last 2 weeks I lost my precious little poodle of 14 years, and we lost the election. So it's been a rough couple weeks. Sat down this morning, put on some Tony Bennett Christmas music, made a hot cocoa, got your book out, and oh my word, just totally got absorbed in it and so appreciate
I don't want to hawk my book Train Tracks to the point of no return, but I swear to God, it is my most heartfelt of all books, and I hope that all the people who've ever bought any of my books will at least open it in a bookstore, because you won't put it down once you do. Which
Chapter
story did you like?
My favorite so far,
Sorry. Which story?
Chapter 9. I really, really enjoyed Chapter 9.
How I Got Into Radio?
Yes, it was great.
How about some of the darker stories, like Boy in the Basement, Boy in the River?
And then the Boy in the Basement was incredible. I reread it twice.
I got to tell you, Boy in the Basement is as good as, I would say Boy in the Basement in my book, Train Tracks. People have never read this story. They may have heard parts of it on the radio. I never published this story. It's as good as any literature, modern American story literature, that I've ever seen. I mean, it's so well written. I appreciate the call. No, it's holiday time. It's holiday time now. Half the country's already tuned out of politics. They don't care. Benghazi. They think Benghazi is a body cream for aches and pains. If you say Benghazi to them, they think you're talking about Bengay, the body ointment. They don't know what it is. What do they care? You say the purge of the generals, they think you're talking about General Electric. What are the generals? What do they know? They don't know anything. See, I used to work down in the basement at the sink. My father gave me cyanide solution to clear the patina off bronzes. They used to kill men in San Quentin with cyanide solution, right? See, now that's good writing. That's good writing. You see what I'm saying? I read, by the way, that Saul Bellow, one of the greats of American literature, is giving up writing. He's 87. He said he's not writing anymore. It's over. He was some storyteller. Remember going back to Portnoy's Complaint? Everyone thought that was like a dirty book. They didn't realize that Saul Bellow had much more in him than Portnoy's Complaint. They figured, he's writing some semi-pornographic, you know. Everyone bought it for that, to hear about the liver and the boy in the bathroom. That's all. People are that way. Why do you think people are paying attention to the Tampa groupie as opposed to the Purge of the Generals? Because nothing's ever changed from the beginning of time. It's the same reason Saul Bellow had to write Portnoy's Complaint in order to get people's attention, where they eventually found that he was a great writer. So you wrote of a guy in the bathroom with liver. All right, so that's how he got their attention. That's how he got him into the books. Then they found that he's a great genius. This is the story of art. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? No? All right, whatever. Party bimbo at Center of Military Scandals. You can tell 1,000 jokes about her. But here's the reason that she can't be a spy. Is one piece of common sense. Why would she go to the FBI if she was a spy and have them start an investigation about the other woman? Well, there's a subtext where it might make sense, because the guy in the FBI has been pulled off the case already. He could be like a false flag FBI guy that never existed. That could be a false story. I watched like Homeland on TV. They said there's too much speculation now. We'll have to wait and see as the American dream goes up in smoke. And I mean marijuana smoke as well as fiscal smoke. As the American dream goes over the fiscal cliff, as the American enterprise comes to a grinding halt, because Obama says, if you make it, we own it. You know what I found out today? I found out that you don't even know. The estate taxes today because of Bush are 35%. What does that mean? What's an estate tax? For those of you who are worthless, who have nothing, not a dime, who never leave your child so much as a hairbrush, here's what an estate tax is. Let's say you work your whole life and you have a small business, a beauty parlor, an ice cream stand, and you save up $200,000 by scrimping and saving and not taking vacations where Obama goes, okay? And you want to leave that $200,000 to your children. The government presently takes, on your death, 35% of your $200,000. They take a third of what you've already paid taxes on. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's after-tax money. So it's an after-tax tax. So the criminals take 35%, and you think you're doing, wow, hey, that's great. Hey, look at that. The criminals only took 35% of my money after taxes. Wow, that's good. So now Obama's gang comes along, and they say, screw them. We're raising it now to 45-55%. Why? Because we'll send in the military, the FBI, the social security cops, everyone with hollow point bullets if you don't give it to us, and be glad we're not taking 100% of what you leave behind because you stole it from the poor. That's the country you're living in. So let's take some callers on this Saturday. Play a little Beach Boy. House Surf and Safari. Safari. If you're from, yeah, let's see a Surf and Safari. If you're from the Bronx, you say Safari. If you're from Brooklyn, you say Safari because you're more sophisticated. How long does it take to queue it up? A while? I mean, seconds, minutes? Now I'll get an attack. Now I'm sweating. Everybody's learning how to come on a safari. Turn it off. I'm not interested. I don't want it. No, break it. No, no good. It's corny. Dates the show. If I could, I would play only heavy metal now for the rest of my career. Hey, Doug, have the Dropkick Murphys done anything as good as shipping up to Boston? Is anything else in their armamentarium? It's a big word. Once in a while, I throw in a PhD word. Armamentarium. Lovely word. I'm not allowed to use them, because I'm a man of the people, you see, and I got to speak in one or two syllables and talk about hoarding and rifles and things of that nature. Las Vegas, Mark, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Well, I still believe in quarterjet carburetors, 472 Cadillac engines, 330 Caterpillar four-cylinder four bangers for yachts that will push my yacht at about 8.2 nautical miles.
Wait, what? You have a Cat, what, 3012?
No, it's a 330 four-cylinder.
No, I understand. I have two C18 cats in my boat. that are 1,050 horsepower each. They are perfect gems. Thank God, knock wood, 500-600 hours, absolutely no issues on them.
No issues. All you got to do is change your oil, keep the fuel filters clean, and it'll run.
Now, America makes the best engines in the world, incidentally.
And my writers are, again, Huxley and Shaw. And I do take a grain of salt with each of these writers, but again, it's inspiration that they brought towards the American people.
That's
right. But hopefully
right.
I can solve your problem with that other vehicle. Get rid of it. Drive that 65 Cadillac. I'm putting together a couple of big block 454 Chevrolet engines. They're going to
I want to ask you something. So we're doing car talk. I have a quick car question. Do they still make the Lincoln Town Car? I heard they're discontinued.
Travel, providing that the gas doesn't get us in the anyways.
Mark, you're not hearing me. This is hard to do. You're not hearing me. Let Mark hear me. Mark, do they still make the Lincoln Town Car? Is it still sold?
There are a couple out here in Las Vegas with the big 460 engines. I'm trying to get a hold of a Mark IV 1971.
No. All right, thanks for the call. Ready? We're going off track, and people are going to tune off and say it's just... Thanks, Mark. I didn't mean to be insulting in any way. But I was. I didn't mean to be, but it happened. I would think I'd buy a town car. I mean, to be driven in. You drive yourself in a town car. It's like driving yourself in a Rolls Royce. You look like a yuck. You're like a moron. You don't get a town car to drive yourself in. It's like a livery. It's like a Rolls Royce. Anyone who buys a Rolls and drives it themselves is a schmuck. Idiot. You don't drive on your own Rolls. It's like idiotic. Conversely, anyone who buys a Ferrari and has a chauffeur drive them is a bigger idiot. See, this... There's certain, I'm using the right, like a certain protocol to carology. You don't buy a town car and drive yourself. Then you look like a tourist in Honolulu. The worst is to buy like a pastel Lincoln Town Car. I love the car. I would get a new L, but they don't make them, I heard. Yet every livery guy tells me they're like bulletproof. You can jump curbs in them. I wouldn't drive it, though. I would never drive myself. Because that doesn't work out. Pizza, another. Okay, Rochester, New York. Jeff, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I wanted to suggest that after you did the excellent pocket history of the rise and fall of Islam ending at the Battle of Poitiers for us several years ago, it's time for another one, and that would be the rise and fall of the Whig Party in America, since we're witnessing history repeat itself again.
I love it. But you've already given us a capsule history of the rise and fall of the Whig Party just by saying it. And you're absolutely right. The Republicans, remember I said that they were the Whig Party of America a couple of years ago? I think that's where you're taking that from, yes?
Yes, and that no one has discussed it up till now.
Could you then explain to the audience what you mean by the rise and fall of the Whig Party in America? It's a very interesting call.
Well, it was the other political party which came to an end at the time of Lincoln's election as president. That was basically the start of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. And now we have the new Whig Party. And the new Whig Party under John Boehner looks like they're wigging out over the fact that they lost even though they wanted to lose.
It's that, or they're trying to be like the Whigs in England without the Whigs.
The Whigs without the Whigs. Maybe they'd be... You know, I think the Republicans would look better with powdered wigs. It would fit them better.
They've tried everything else. They might as well try this.
You think that would increase their popularity? Maybe... Oh, I have an idea. This is... You want to talk about a protest for the Tea Parties? Rochester, here it comes. Savage Nation idea. The next Tea Party rally in America, you guys should all buy wigs that look like those old English wigs from the, you know, the political wigs. And you should throw them... And say, we're throwing these to the Republican Party because they're ready for the wigs. Wouldn't that be great?
Sure, why not? Most people are...
Powdered perfumed wigs. Can you imagine John Boehner in white stockings with a wig? I think that'd be great.
Well, nothing else has worked, so you might as well try this.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know something, now that I think about it, they might pick up 20% of the Democrat vote. The Democrats are very sensitive to cross-dressing. And if nothing else worked, maybe powdered perfumed wigs would work. In appealing to the swing voter, not only literally but figuratively. Sorry, couldn't resist that one. So, is she Matahari or is she not? No, she's just a party bimbo who gets her. She's a groupie. She's a military groupie. I don't think she was a spy. Military group used conveniently by Leon Panetta and the group to bring down the military generals for a number. If you're Obama, you get a threefer out of bringing down the top generals. A, you weaken the military, a long-term goal. Two, you cover up Benghazi. And three, you get ready to the budget cuts because nobody will complain. Because all you're going to have left are the patsies that were glad to have the job and the benefits. So the party bimbo was used to accomplish these three ends all at once. You know what I'm saying? It's the Savage Nation, 855-400-SAVAGE. Anything but cars, no car talk. Hold on, we got to wake them up again, Dean. Let's play a little going out the door. How about Rock You All Around the World by Judas Priest or any other Judas Priest that you have in the kitty ready to go? Show is I can't eat dinner after the show. I'm getting sick every night. That's my biggest problem right now. I can't eat dinner at 9 o'clock Pacific. Horrible. Your adrenaline is up. Even a beer now knocks me out at 9 o'clock. My entire biorhythms are off doing a later show. 3, you're off at 6. 6, you calm down over 2 hours, you eat at 8. 8:30, you're still human. Who could eat 2.5 hours after an 11 o'clock at night? The only thing open are Denny's, 11:30. There's very few places open. Then you don't want to eat a heavy meal at night anyway because you can't sleep. So my choice is very simple here. Stop eating and stop drinking and live longer. That is a nightmarish thought. I'll be right back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
KSFO traffic had an earlier accident. Golden Gate Bridge blocked all lanes for a little bit. It's been cleared, but southbound 101 is going to be slow from before the Waldo Tunnel. Northbound slow out of Sausalito and stretches to Sir Francis Drake Boulevard. Eastbound 80 slow, Mays up towards San Pablo Dam Road. Northbound 101 still heavy out of San Francisco from 101 onto the lower deck. Northbound 101 on the peninsula heavy from Woodside Road to Highway 92. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Michael Savage here. LS Eye and Laser Medical Center announces the greatest LASIK offer ever. Now, for a limited time, do two eyes for the price of one. That's right. You pay the normal fee for high-definition wavefront LASIK, and you get the second eye free. Financing is available, too. You select the terms. Give the holiday gift that makes a difference, the gift of sight. It may be possible to experience life free from glasses and contacts. Place yourself in the skilled and caring hands of my friend, Stanford-trained Dr. William Ellis. Dr. Ellis is a LASIK pioneer with over 60,000 procedures. He's recognized as a world authority on laser vision correction. If you have a flex plan, you may be able to use tax-free dollars to pay for your LASIK. Act now as the tax rules change next year, decreasing your benefit by 50%. Call him now at 877-933-3315. 877-933-3315 for a free evaluation valued at $350. This offer is limited and restrictions apply. So call Dr. Ellis now, 877, write it down, 933-3315.
Where did everybody go?
They saw my truck and ran for it.
Who are you?
I'm a Pacific Coast termite inspector, and you're toast.
Why is that?
Because we're the leading orange oil specialist in California. A quick and easy way to eradicate termites for those who don't want a tent.
These guys are cheap, cheap, cheap.
Oh, it's much less than you think. And after 20,000 home treatments, Pacific Coast has a perfect Better Business Bureau rating.
What does eradicate mean?
Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-722-4342. Pacific Coast Termite also eliminates rodents and repairs any damage to your home. And if you call right now, we'll take an additional 10% off the termite or rodent treatment and any necessary structural repairs. And all work is guaranteed and backed with a 2-year warranty. Call Pacific Coast Termite today for your free inspection and estimate at 800-PACIFIC. That's 800-PACIFIC. Or visit PacificCoastTermite.com. Free inspection applies to homes not for sale or in escrow.
You don't want to be a termite. No, when Pacific Coast Termite's around.
No matter what your home improvement need, rely on Service Magic, your free source for top-rated contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. Log on to HomePro.ServiceMagic.com. That's HomePro.ServiceMagic.com.
You're no Tiger Woods, but you could be one day. Practice your swing and putt on the greenways at Executive Links. Play 9 or 18 holes and get lessons at the course of your choice when you go to SweetJack.com.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We are back on the Savage Nation. How would you like to be Holly Petraeus? You know, when a guy, when a wife cheats on a guy, they call it cuckold. He's a cuckold. What do you call a woman whose husband cheats on her? There must be a word for it. What do you call a woman who catches her husband cheating on him, and publicly like that? How about someone out for vengeance? But there's no single word for it, is there? Holly Knowlton Petraeus. You wouldn't want to be David Petraeus over the last few days, getting caught like this. No, sir. Axelrod says it's more equitable to raise taxes on wealthier Americans. Well, why doesn't he start with those who donated money to the Obama kitty and have gotten away with paying no taxes? What was George Soros' taxation rate last year? What did General Electric pay in taxes last year? Zero. GE paid no taxes. Jeffrey Immelt is our job czar. It's unbelievable to me that none of this came up from Romney. Romney was the worst candidate since... I would say since John McCain. John McCain looked more alive than him. It was a fall. It was, to me, looked like he threw it, period. Here's what happened. Remember the first debate? He actually looked like a guy who could win. Everyone loved him. His ratings went through the roof, Romney. Wow! Obama looked like what he is, okay? Like a lip reader. And Romney looked like a man in charge. I said, wow, he's going to win the election. Then his handlers took him aside and he said, look, Mitt, here's the game. You were sent in there to lose. You're in the eighth round of a 10-round fight. You're going to take a dive in the next two rounds. You can't win this fight, we told you. You're not in it to win. And Romney, for whatever the reason is, took a dive. Now, that's, again, a fictional version of what happened. If I were writing the novel, I'd say Romney took the dive. The fix was in from the beginning. What happened was Romney started to win because Obama is such a horrendous president, the worst president in American history. It was Obama. We know that. But Romney was told not to win by the Republican Party. The Whig Party didn't want him to win.
And you say, that's crazy they wanted to win. No, it's not crazy. I was told a year and a half ago by, I forget who, someone said to me the Republicans are dying to lose again because they make more money being the outsider pointing fingers at the Democrats. They can continue to pillage the Treasury by dividing the spoils with Harry Reid. Whereas if they controlled everything, then they couldn't get away with what they're doing. Does that make sense to you? You don't want to hear any of that. Just listen to music and then talk amongst yourselves. I'll be back.
Call Michael right now at 855-400-SAVAGE. That's 855-400-7282.
Hi, this is Barbara Simpson. Recently, I was thinking about carpeting my home, and I did some research to find a carpet company that offered exceptional services, quality of work, and, of course, pricing. I looked into national chain stores and big warehouse operations. I also checked out references through Yelp. Finally, I located the company that met my requirements and more. I called Carpet Contractors.
Hello, this is Dimitri Botitis from Carpet Contractors, a family-owned company doing business in the Greater Bay Area since 1975. In our showrooms in San Francisco and Richmond, you will find a remarkable selection. Being a smart shopper is a necessity. This is why Carpet Contractors has created mobile showrooms. We'll bring our warehouse to your home or place of business, saving you time and money. We have the largest inventory in Northern California, ready for immediate installation and hundreds of rolls of closeouts at discounted pricing. Please visit our showroom, check out our website at carpetcontractors.net, or allow us to come to your home or office and give you a free estimate.
Call today, 415-933-9999.
Hey, I'm Sean Hannity, and you're listening to Hot Talk 560 KSFO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, the Bay Area's talk leader.
A Cumulus station.
A second term in office last week, Obama voiced sorrow at the loss of CIA Director David Petraeus to the sex scandal. Petraeus also commanded U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan.
He has provided this country an extraordinary service. We are safer because of the work that Dave Petraeus has done.
The president also said he's leaving the door open to negotiate with Republicans of a fiscal cliff compromise. He spoke about it during a Wednesday news conference at the White House.
I'm not going to just slam the door in their face. I want to hear ideas from everybody.
House Speaker John Boehner introduced the new Republican House leadership today in Washington, saying the Republicans won a decisive victory in the House and were open to working with the White House to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff.
The American people need to see us act courageously, think selflessly, and lead boldly. And our majority is up to the task, and I expect the president is as well.
Toyota Prius owners, listen up because there are two big safety recalls to tell you about today. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
3 million cars worldwide are affected by the recalls. First, Toyota says Priuses sold in the U.S. between 2004 and 2009 could have steering problems and need to be inspected. And those same Priuses may also have issues with their electronic water pumps that could cause the hybrid systems to suddenly shut down. Owners of the cars will get letters in the mail from Toyota next month.
And software company founder John McAfee is denying he killed a neighbor in Belize, but he says he won't turn himself in for questioning because he fears a police anti-gang unit wants to kill him. Well, the best pitchers in baseball this past season, R.A. Dickey of the Mets and Tampa Bay's David Price, winners of the Cy Young Award. On Wall Street, tough day. The Dow dropped 185 points. The S&P dropped 19. This is ABC News.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry! Our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. Software company founder John McAfee denies he killed a neighbor in Belize, but says he won't turn himself in for questioning because he fears a police anti-gang unit wants to kill him. McAfee tells the Associated Press in a telephone interview that he is in hiding with a young woman somewhere in Belize. He says he is unarmed and has been changing locations frequently to stay one step ahead of police. Belize police have said they want to question McAfee, who they describe as a person of interest in the killing of fellow American Gregory Viant Fall, who was shot to death over the weekend on the Caribbean island where both men lived. The nonpartisan legislative analyst says California is facing a much smaller deficit of $1.9 billion through the end of the next fiscal year and could even see surpluses over the next few years. The legislative analyst's office released a positive but cautious forecast for the state a week after Californians approved Governor Jerry Brown's sales and income tax initiative. The man accused in the assault and robbery of a TV cameraman in Oakland has jumped bail. He didn't show up for his arraignment this morning, and the judge has issued a no-bail warrant. KSFO traffic, northbound 101, Marsh Road, getting reports of a new accident there. A couple of cars should be off to the right side. A northbound 680 at Mission Boulevard North. Looks like we've got a black ladder that's in the middle lane there. Could be affecting the two left lanes. Look for some delays and definitely a traffic hazard. Your weather forecast, well, it's going to be milder tonight, partly cloudy, lows low 40s to the low 50s. Tomorrow, clouds will be building, not bad day, highs low 60s to the low 70s, but then we've got showers moving in on Thursday night, and we'll have showery activity pretty much all the way through the weekend. With the news and views you won't hear anywhere else, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
In business today, you need the right tools to be successful. To keep your current customers informed and satisfied, you need GoToWebinar by my friends at Citrix. It's the simplest way to reach and engage a large audience right from your desk. GoToWebinar. Now, here's how it works. You can conduct online events with up to 1,000 attendees. So while conferences might be fun, they're also really expensive. With GoToWebinar, you can hold as many webinars as you'd like for as long as you need for a manageable cost. There are even interactive features like polls, also Q&A, and you can even launch surveys with GoToWebinar. So people will not only hear your presentation, they'll actually get involved. Don't wait. Start your free 30-day trial today. Visit GoToWebinar.com and click the Try It Free button. That's GoToWebinar.com. Try it free.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. Many topics. Here's a new one. Women in combat policy. The liberals and the feminists have convinced the Obama administration, which has decimated the military, destroyed NASA, given China a clear lead in space, is now proposing to change the current policy, which restricts women from combat roles. It's not bad enough what they've done thus far to the military. They want for all ground combat jobs to be open to women. Well, can we recommend some women to go into such units? I mean, can we the people say, good, go, girl, go? Do you have any idea what this means? Why is it dangerous for the entire unit for women to serve in combat? Let's put it to you that way. I'd like some men who've actually been in combat, frontline combat, to tell us what you think. I'm not a military man, but I have common sense and I study things. I think it's absurd, crazy, insane to put women into ground combat jobs. Women make great pilots. They made phenomenal helicopter pilots, etc. I'm sure they're fabulous officers on ships. But in frontline combat units, they will put the entire patrol at risk, would be my estimation. Marcus, New York, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
I got 29 months in Iraq, and the idea of women in combat is a joke, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, I want to hear why. Tell me why, if a woman's willing to risk her life, she shouldn't be able to go out on patrol. Why?
Well, besides the rigors of combat is one, like a woman can't really go 40 days without a shower. But the main point is this. Let's say a male soldier goes out on patrol and gets shot in the chest, and a
right.
woman happens to be injured as well in the arm. Another male soldier will instinctively go and help the woman before he helps the male simply because it's a woman, instead of helping the male who has a life-threatening injury.
Mm, the chivalry will kick in. And although she has a lesser injury, he'll go to help her. What about this? A male in the combat unit is injured. Could she carry him off the battlefield? Answer no.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I've been on 35-mile ruck marches with 75-pound packs on my back. There is no way the average woman could ever be able to handle that.
Well, that's the thing. Then they'll change the rules and say it's too tough for them and it's not fair and that it's bullying. If they can't complete the course, change it to a two-minute walk with a feather on your back. That's the next thing. It's going to weaken the military as sure as I'm standing here. That's it. Plain English. It's common sense. But that doesn't stop the head of the Defense Department, the Pentagon, to push this feminist claptrap on the combat units. It's frightening to see this.
They turned the military into a social experiment. They did it with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and God knows if they do it with women in combat. But
Marcus,
it was...
I want to ask you about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They change it to open homosexuality. Has that affected the military from your point of view, really?
Absolutely. I'm a tank commander from 4th Infantry Division. It has absolutely affected it. There's very few combat soldiers that were in favor of it, not because they're prejudiced against it. It's all about morale. It's all about cohesion. And we shower together in combat. We shower together in the field, and we sleep together, and it's tight-knit. To know that someone is a homosexual in the group wouldn't necessarily cause anger or anything, but it would be a distraction, and no one would want to be around it, and it's just not a place for it.
So how is a woman going to shower in combat? Let's go to that next level. What is she going to do? She needs a separate shower? All the men are showering, and she needs a separate shower now? So then they have to carry extra water and an extra tarp to shield her from the men's eyes? Is that what they have in mind in the Pentagon?
It's funny you mention that, because when I was in Mosul, we had a combat cameraman. She was a female. She followed us around and took pictures of us and documented us. And we actually had to do that very thing. We had to build her own shower, give her own little bathroom all by herself, and give her all the special treatment simply because she was a female.
Insanity. And they're putting women on submarines, which have limited space. And what are they going to do, take out one torpedo tube and turn it into a beauty parlor?
I don't know. That's a good question.
No, I mean, that's the thinking. That would be Panetta's thinking, that they would sacrifice one missile silo for a personal beauty parlor for women on submarines, because what's important is that the women feel comfortable.
Right. Exactly.
Marcus, how does it feel, having come from the realities of life and death, to go back to New York and look at, I mean, regular life? I mean, what? How does it look to you?
Oh, my God. I just recently came down on recruiting duty, which is why I'm here. And none of the high schools even let us in to talk to seniors. I mean, the dropout rate in New York is huge, but they won't let
I'm sorry, I missed it. You're in the recruitment area of the military. The dropout rate of what?
Of high school students. I got put on temporary recruiting duty for a couple of years. It's a temporary assignment. And the dropout rates around here are huge. And yet none
you
of
mean
the
in, you mean in the high schools?
Absolutely.
But I mean, how does the world look to you when you go off duty and you're walking in the streets, I would assume, in Manhattan? Is that correct?
No, I'm down in Brooklyn, doctor.
All right, fine. You're in the streets of Brooklyn after work. What do the streets look like to a man who's been in life and death combat, is what I'm getting at?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, there's so much trash piled in Brooklyn, it doesn't look that much different from Mosul.
Oh, God. Well, you can thank Mayor Bloomberg and the unions for that. But do you sense danger in the streets, or do you feel safe in the streets?
Honestly, I'm pretty supported around here. Like, you got the gangbangers running around and stuff, but for the most part, people respect me, and they respect my rank, and they respect my position, and I get things, people buy me lunch occasionally, but for the most part.
Oh, you mean when you're in uniform? Of course the American people respect you and want to give you support. That's the beauty of America. Marcus, I'm going to send you a gift of some kind for serving our country. Will you folks please take down Marcus's name? I'll be right back.
Savage.
On November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence, and they replaced it with President Obama's Declaration of Dependence. Upon ever bigger government, higher taxes, what should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the dollar's value continued to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help prepare the Savage Nation for the largest confiscation of wealth in America's history over the next 4 years under Obama. You want to do something? Get a free copy now. Call 800-289-2646. Free copy. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Call it now.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
He wakes up, sniffs around, looks for great deals all over town. He's Sweet Jack, Sweet Jack, he's SweetJack.com. He searches in all places, really hot deals are what he chases. To get the best deals in your inbox, that's why he rocks. He's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, he's Sweet Jack, SweetJack.com.
You know, these days, a lot of us could use some extra cash, but that's not always so easy to come by. However, if you're a homeowner and at least 62 years of age, I know something that may help. It's called a reverse mortgage with AAG, and it can put money in your pocket. Cash to help you pay off high-interest credit card balances, medical bills, in fact, almost anything you want. Find out if you qualify for a government-insured reverse mortgage with AAG. Our average borrower receives about $130,000 in tax-free cash.
Don't wait. Call 1-800-650-7911 to see if you qualify.
AAG helps seniors gain financial independence while still owning and living in their existing home. Find out what hundreds of thousands of Americans already know about using a reverse mortgage as a safe, effective financial tool. Call AAG today to find out more.
Call 1-800-650-7911. That's 1-800-650-7911. Consult your financial and tax advisors. AAG offers FHA-insured home equity conversion loans. With your consent, AAG may forward your contact information to other lenders for consideration and reverse mortgage programs they offer. License number 9392.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here again to talk to you about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now, with the holidays around, you're kind of looking for that gift, the perfect gift for someone, and Ovation Cell Therapy has it. It's the Ovation Cell Therapy gift set, and it's from the good folks at Ovation. It includes the complete advanced formula of Ovation Cell Therapy System, along with their new volume enhancer, thermal protectant, and the brand new Ovation Vitamin and Extracts for healthy hair and scalp. This is the complete system to take your hair from broken, brittle, dry, and damaged to longer, stronger, thicker, shinier hair within the first few washes. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, you're out doing your Christmas shopping and you keep getting grabbed. Your hair's getting grabbed because people think it's tinsel. Yeah, your hair needs a makeover, and Ovation Cell Therapy has exactly that for you. Go to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
If you're looking for cash, then get up and head on over to Cash Creek. You see, it's the season with a reason to get out and harvest some nice, crisp green. So come to Cash Creek, where you can rake in the cash, now through November 25th. All of our lucky players will have the chance to gather piles upon piles of cash. Our branches are heavy and ready to drop. Every day from 6 p.m. to midnight, every hour on the hour, some lucky player will bag $500 cash. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, there will be three cash drawing winners at both 7 and 11 p.m., where each winner can rake in up to $2,000 cash. Now that's a cash windfall. And it's just one of the many reasons to postpone the yard work and head over to Cash Creek. Because money can grow on trees, you can rake in the cash only at Cash Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit cashcreek.com for more details.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. As you get older, your view of the world becomes even more beautiful. Except you have to keep switching glasses back and forth. But now I see the world in super focus.
Super focus eyeglasses can restore the vision the passing years have taken from you, with the power to focus your entire view to any distance. Better than bifocals or progressives, used by astronauts on the space shuttle. Superfocus.com. For more information, call 855-49-SUPER.
So an hour before you get in the car, wherever you're going to go to, like the Poconos to go skiing, you call Roberta Life Coach, and she tells you, don't worry, it'll be okay, just take some pills and drink. And you say, I feel much better. So I'm going to be Life Coach Mike now for about the next segment on the Savage Nation. If you have a life problem that you would like answered, give me a ring. If you're lucky enough to get on the show, you're going to get thousands of dollars of advice for nothing. For 2 cents plain, you're going to get it. I'm serious. You know how good I am at this because I have common sense. This one thing Donald Trump said about me that I liked. It's the only thing he said about me that I liked, because the only thing he ever said about me is I was at Mar-a-Lago. Someone invited me to a lunch there. It was a very nice lunch. And Donald Trump arrived on the scene, and everyone clustered around him because he's the king. It's his place. And he runs a great place, by the way, so... I don't know how he looked over at me, and he almost like benighted me with like a wand, a mental wand. He said, Michael Savage, you've got common sense. You go beyond politics, he said. You've got common sense. You could literally feel the crowd go, ooh, you know what I'm saying? And all the billionaires started to cluster around me. They wanted to walk with me into the dining room after that. It was safe to be with Michael Savage because I had common sense. I was no longer politically, I was no longer a political outcast. So why don't you try my common sense? If you've got a problem or you want to talk, if you really rather talk about the news, go ahead. I've thrown out 100 news stories. New York, first call on Dr. Mike. Peter, what's on your mind?
Dr. Mike, how are you, sir?
Yeah, what's on you? What's your question for the life coach?
This is my problem, Dr. Mike. I was a city teacher, and I had to leave the profession because of the liberals that I was surrounded by. The liberals making excuses for the current nanny state that we have in New York. I don't know if you know, but they're trying to ban smoking even in public places, outdoors.
Oh, yeah, they're banned it in the middle, and they banned it in prisons so that they would be, listen to this. The poor guys are locked up for X years of their life, so they ban smoking in prisons, and guess what they put them on? Medication. Medication instead of cigarettes. And take a guess who benefits from putting these prisoners on medication. The drug companies. Okay, so anyway, so what's the question?
Well, also, right now there's a budget issue with Mayor Bloomberg, and he wants to lay off teachers. I left the profession, but he's trying to lay off teachers. And
so you and took an early buyout. So what's the question? You did already what you had to do.
Right, right. Well, my question was, how do I deal? Because when I explain to liberals, because you know how combative and miserable they are in general.
Oh, miserable human beings.
They are.
Miserable. All of them grew up hating the world. They had miserable parents with oil cloth underneath it, and they taught them that America's no good, capitalism is evil, all businessmen are thieves, everything is bad. Then they sent them to camps in the Poconos on some union camp for red diaper dopa baby children. And they turned out to be horrendous women and men. See, what do you want to know? How to deal with them?
Sometimes I just need to know, I mean, do I count to 10? What do I do? Because I just...
Well, you do the way I did. Move out of New York.
Well, that doesn't help because I'm in a worse city than New York. You see, New York's actually a better city than San Francisco because you have such a large population that you might encounter a sane person. One out of five might be sane. Four out of five are psychotic liberals. But one out of five might be a patriotic American. San Francisco, it's 10 out of nine are psychotic. So I become a hermit and just talk to my dog and ride my bicycle and do my radio show, write my books. What else is there to do? You know how I approach life now, Peter? Honest to God, people will disappoint you no matter what their politics are. The truth is that it's the fault of the apple. You know what I'm saying? It's the fault of the apple. The crystal is blemished. There's no perfection on earth. If you're going to look for happiness through people, you're never going to find it. If you look for happiness in yourself, you're never going to find it. The trick is to stop looking for happiness. If you're eating and you don't have cancer or a disease and no one in your family has been struck by lightning, so to speak, consider yourself a lucky man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm very happy. I'm a very happy person, and that's what I think they don't like.
Oh, they want to know why you're happy.
Yes,
they want to steal your. They want to steal your joy.
Yes.
Well, why don't you just not hang around with them? I had to drop friends throughout my whole life. You know when I really thrived in life was way back in the 80s. I had to drop some friends. I liked them. They were very nice people. But they were all very liberal and very locked into their doctrines. And I had to leave every one of them to get away from their mentality because I knew I couldn't thrive if I maintained friendships with them. I literally had to pull them out of my being, out of my head, in order to get ahead in life. I had to dump them all, and I did. I'm at the same phase of my life right now. The few people I talk to, I'm going to stop talking to completely because I feel myself paralyzed by them, and it has almost nothing to do with their politics. This is another story, by the way. It has almost nothing to do with politics. At a certain point, you have to molt in your life. Various stages, people have to molt, and there's no age attached to it. And in order to do so, you literally have to leave behind you everything that's familiar. I'm very serious about that. You can do this at age 70. It doesn't matter how old you are. Just disconnect yourself from the people who you know, and you're going to meet new people because nature abhors a vacuum, Peter. You'll find other ideas, other interests, and other people coming into your life, Peter. If not, there's always toy poodles.
Thank you, Dr. Savage.
Thank you. You see that? The toy poodle. I've been joking around since the... Could you give me one sound bite, then we're going to go to... This is very funny. Get me the sound of one of the kennel guy. I mean, he was so good. I loved the loudspeakers at the Westminster Kennel Club. Even though I don't like the word Westminster because it's English. I wish they'd named it something else, like the Riyadh Kennel Club or so, whatever. Anything but Westminster. Anything now with a big band, a clock, anything English now, I'm boycotting. But I love the voice of the announcer at the Westminster Kennel Club. And I've been imitating it for Teddy. He loves it. And I've been telling... Can you play it already? I'm ad-libbing you. Find it already.
One of the most popular breeds of all times, the toy poodle is a bred-down version of the standard poodle by way of the miniature.
You got that voice, which I love. I love the voice. So now at the end of the show at night, after I had dinner, I'm playing with my dog. I start walking around the house. I look at Teddy and I say, the toy poodle is a full dog. He is not to be treated as an accessory. He needs love and attention, but most importantly, he needs the exercise that all dogs need. The toy poodle is a loving creature. He is a friendly creature, but he is not to be treated as a handbag. Eric, what's on your mind, Eric? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I had a question. If you think I should continue to pursue getting back together with my ex, or should I just let it go? That's one question. The second one was... We have a child together, a five-year-old son. Should I continue to try and include her in activities that we do together as a family? Because
no, wait, I'm really missing something. Include the child from the former marriage? You have a new marriage? Is that what you're saying?
And we had a child together, and then she kicked me out 6 or 7 months ago, and so I moved out. And so we've been, you know, swapping them back and forth, and every now and then... When I see her, we're able to, you know, hang out, the three of us. And,
yeah.
You know, good times, just like it always was. And I say, hey, you know, why don't we get back? You know, I try and say, hey.
All right. So what are you asking? Because you're saying, should you get back with her? The question is, will she get back with you? Washington State, Lyle, you're on the Savage Nation topic. Question, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage.
So I'm a 22-year-old college student, and I'm going to be finishing up my undergrad in exercise science here this winter. And kind of my plan for the last 2 years or so was to go to grad school for occupational therapy. And basically, I just started reading Think and Grow Rich, and it kind of gave me a different perspective on life and how to pursue.
What is the actual question? You're not sure you want to go into occupational therapy? You want to do something to make where you can make more money, in essence?
Yeah. Well, I know you're a big advocate on the staying in school and just with times and how hard it is.
Well, I'm not so sure I'm a big advocate of it anymore. I don't know what's waiting for you when you get out. What is it that you envision doing to make your fortune? Let's be clear. You want to make a fortune, correct? And that's perfectly fine. Don't be ashamed of it. All right, so what are you thinking of doing?
Well, like I said, I'll have my undergrad in exercise science, and I'm thinking get my personal trainer degree and do that for just a couple years.
Well, hold on now. How many personal trainers really make a good living in this country today?
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints? It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Soundtrack 560 KSFO. Taxi drivers have filed a class action lawsuit against a San Francisco company that arranges on-demand rides with limousines and cabs through a smartphone app. The cabbies say the service from Uber is unfairly taking away fares from taxi drivers. Oakland officials have agreed to a $4.6 million settlement with dozens of men who claim they were illegally strip-searched by the city's police. It stems from allegations that men had their pants pulled down on city streets from 2002 to 2009. KSFO traffic looks pretty good out there with no huge issues to report. Northbound 101 at Marsh Road, final clearing stages for an accident should be off to the right shoulder. A little bit of slow traffic around the 101-880 interchange in San Jose. And things finally recovered in the city. No problems right now. 101 as you make your way to the lower deck or on the upper deck of the bridge coming into San Francisco. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's that time of year again when we're all looking for a little extra cash for the holidays. I'm Michael Finney, 7 on your side. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11, I've got an early gift for you. I'll reveal how you can get big bucks in time for the holidays, all from old jewelry you don't like and don't wear anymore. And we're not talking about melting down your gold. This story could make you even more money. Join me tonight at 11 after Nashville, only on ABC 7 News.
There's a reason live Doppler 7 HD sits farther west than any other radar. Because when storms hit the Bay Area, they usually come from the west. Live Doppler 7 HD tracks them first, live. And when your safety is at stake, rain, flooding, and mudslides, this Doppler tracks storms hours before the rest. Trust Live Doppler 7 HD. Wherever you are, on your smartphone, your tablet, the power of Live Doppler 7 HD, only from ABC 7 News.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing?
Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hi, Joan. It's Barry. I'm not going to make it in today. I'm really stuffed up.
Totally believable, honey.
Thanks. Now let's go.
Whatever it takes, get to Sears Super Saturday Sale with Friday Preview. Two huge savings-filled days to get a jump on holiday shopping. This is how to gift. This is Sears. And right now, Shop Your Way Rewards members earn 5% back on Sears card purchases. Offer ends 2-2-13. See Sears.com for details.
Are you looking for the best that news journalism has to offer? A news that's interesting, insightful, and thought-provoking? Well, I just read the Christian Science Monitor magazine, and I can tell you, it's a breath of fresh air. Now, the Monitor's not a religious magazine. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning news source with objective and unbiased content that will stimulate your thinking. I can tell you, it's one of the few publications that still has its own foreign and domestic correspondents reporting from around the globe. Now, the featured article in this week's Monitor is Below the Line, America's Poor, how 46 million Americans are trying to claw their way out of poverty in the wake of the Great Recession. And now, it's easy to subscribe to the Monitor. They have two special offers, a free 30-day trial for the digital version or 19 free issues for the magazine. Just dial 1-888-488-4443, promo code 568. That's 1-888-488-4443. 4443, promo code 568 to receive either version.
The Radio Power Couple, Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back, weeknights on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
When the lights go down in the city.
Play the Hawaiian music, maybe it'll calm me down for a second because I almost got excited. The dog's asleep. Talking with Teddy here. Instead of Travels with Charlie, Talking with Teddy. Not bad. He likes listening to the show. He didn't want to go to work today. He wanted to stay here with me. He wanted to stay on the couch. He knows tonight after... All right, they got the picture ready with that rotten music. He knows what's coming tonight, but I don't want to eat out now, so I'll cook at home. And he knows when I cook at home, he eats like a Roman emperor. Whatever I eat, he gets. If I make a potato, he gets the potato. If I make a chicken, he gets the chicken. If I make a bean, he gets the bean. I try to give him more of the beans than the flesh because they got the chips they eat today. Had my first dog had chips, he'd be alive probably another 10 years, but they ate garbage in those days, the dogs of my day. Tippy fed, they fed him, I think it was ground up horse hooves or something. And it was nothing. You never gave him a grain or a vegetable. In fact, I once tried to feed that dog a vegetable. My father yelled at me, don't give him a vegetable. They don't eat it. What do you mean they don't eat it? We eat it. We're not dogs. They're made for meat, only meat. Don't you dare give him a carrot. Well, what, they like it. No, don't give him. You'll poison him. He doesn't have the stomach for it. God, the things they didn't know in those days. But I try to slip him a vegetable now and again to keep him. I figured he liked it. A horse eats a carrot. Why couldn't a dog eat a carrot, I figured, or a green bean from the plate that I didn't want? No, only the meat. The meat. The meat he likes. The meat. To give him heavy, fatty, or leftovers, what I leave over, the greasy stuff that I won't eat, that with the bone give him. 9 years old, dead, a heart attack. Even then, the hot dog even had a heart attack from the kitchen food. I told you, stiff on the rug in Queens. Terrible moment. My mother was crying. We came, well, because 9 years, you know, an animal. So after 9 years, even if he was a little vicious and bit me through to the bone, you come down and you see the creature stiff on the rug, on a green rug, unmoving, and my mother's crying. What happened? What happened? I don't know. He's dead. He's dead. What do you mean he's dead? Look, look. And she touched his legs. He must have been dead hours because he was already rigid on the rug. All right, Ma, get away. Get away, Ma. Let me see. And you touch. You touch not directly because you're afraid he could be like in a fit and snap and rip your throat out, because he was a vicious dog. You figured maybe he was, like, knocked out, he had an epileptic attack, whatever. So you don't right away touch the whole body, because it could be spring into action and kill you. You touch the foot, like, from a distance with your hand. So if he snaps, you only lose a hand. Not like your entire... your entire life. I'm just playing with it. No, you did. You touched the foot, and it was rigid. It had the feeling when you touched the foot of the dead dog on the pad of the foot. It had the equivalent feeling of like a broom, like a small broom laying there. So what are you going to do? So she called it. The ultimate authority had to be called, yet he was still asleep. It was not yet time to go to work. And he gave the edict like Caesar. All right, it's finished. It's over. Boom. calling the garbage men. What? That's what they did? There was no pet cemeteries with weeping and crying and cremation and jars that people have. I'm soft-headed, too. I got a jar at the last door with this picture. The whole thing changes. You go along with it or you wind up crazy altogether. So now I have a box with the dog's ashes in it. I'm sure the ashes in there are not for my dog. I guarantee you they gave it from a leaf they burned somewhere. Those crooks in those crematoria. Like they give it your dog's ashes. Oh, yeah, here's your dog's ashes, sure. They didn't burn a leaf from... They probably got it from the park. From a drunk parkie that set the leaves on fire when he fell over in an alcoholic stupor with a cigarette. And they went, they told the kid, the half-wit from the neighborhood who worked in the crematorium, go get the ashes from the parkie, roll them out of the leaves, the bum there, and get the leaves, bring them in, you're gonna set them out in various dishes, the leaves, the burnt leaves, and I've got 100 dishes for you to do, dummy. 100? Yeah, today by noon, dummy. Go get the leaves and bring them and stuff them. And then each one you put the label on. Here lies Teddy, the dog that he loved so dear. Inside is a burnt leaf. But in those days, as I say, the garbage men came and they wore in those days, the garbage men in New York, the sanitation department they call it today, the garbage men, they wore brown suits that were made of a certain fabric that was so hostile. What would you wear if you were in a garbage truck every day? Today they look like Apaches coming off the truck with tomahawks. In those days, even the garbage men wore a uniform. Well, albeit it wasn't great. It wasn't designed by DaVinci, but I mean by Boss. It wasn't a Boss suit. Boss worked only for Hitler. They made a nice suit for the Nazis. I think they were Boss designs, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, no, yeah, the one with the big shoulders. They did beautiful uniforms in the 30s. Oh, you could die from them. Gorgeous. But today, they don't wear a uniform. Headbands, bandanas... Tomahawks in the back of the garbage truck, speaking languages with tattoos coming off their tongues. You know, it's a different world. But at least today they don't throw a dog in a garbage truck. That's the thing I'm trying to get at. Who would do that today? Nobody. That would be dog abuse. I watch that show at night, like Miami Pet Police. They're like saints to me, people in that business. You know, they usually go into like neighbors, like poverty neighborhoods where they abuse animals like it's part of their culture. They always say they don't know whose dog it was. He ran in. I have no idea. The dog is kept with, like, welts and the fur ripped off, barbed wire around his neck. And the guy comes in. They get him. They figure he's coming back from an episode holding up a 7-Eleven. And they say to him, hey, Jack, is this your dog? No, he just came in here. I ran, jumped the fence. What dog? Oh, no. Never saw him before. Look, Jack, he's got a... No, I don't know whose dog. Must be my neighbor's dog. You getting hostile with me? You getting hostile with me? But the guys have a lot of guts in that business with the guns. They take them in. I really admire them today. But you wouldn't, even a guy like that wouldn't throw a dog into a garbage truck. What do they do with him, a guy like that, if one of the dogs finally dies that they use for a pit bull practice? Do they bury them? Kentucky, Adam, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, you're absolutely right about the repo business. That's what I do. We've been doing about 50% above normal since last September.
You're a repo man, and it is a good business.
Oh yes, sir.
What kind of items are you repossessing?
Well, right now we're sticking to pickup trucks and semi trucks with the fuel prices. I can't tell you how many trucks I've.
But are the people basically just abandoning payments and saying take it back? Is that it?
That's what they're doing, and usually they're doing that in order to save their house from going back.
Oh, that's sad. That's terrible. That is just terrible. The people are just that close to the edge. That's a horrible thing. So what do you do with a repossessed truck? Where does it go?
Well, different states have different laws, but most states state that it must go to auction and get a certain number of bids before it's sold.
But who buys them? I mean, if the trucks are no longer in favor, who buys them?
Well, right now you're getting trucks dirt cheap. Usually they end up on other car lots.
So, in other words, people are still buying the trucks, but they're buying them for like 50 cents on the dollar or something like that.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Maybe I should buy a truck. I don't really need one. I'll look into it. Probably a good time to buy one. I got gas guzzlers. I got very heavy fuel-consuming cars, but I pay for it. It's not your business. What's your business if I pay for the gas? I don't understand it. If I'm willing to pay all this money per gallon, I mean, I don't like it. I wish the car got 100 miles to a gallon, but it doesn't. If it's a high, I'd love to have if you can get me a sun car, a car that runs on like the sun's energy and it can go as fast as my car does from 20 to 100, I'll take it. Will it make the same sounds coming out of the tailpipe? I wonder. That is something to behold. 20 to 100 is quite a speed on a car. I grew up in another era. I like gas guzzlers. Not because I like them to guzzle gas. I like what they do. I like their sound. I like their heft and feel. I like the safety of a big car. I hate little cars. I've always hated little cars. Never enjoyed them. And truthfully, I just like a big car. I'm driving the Navigator again. I kept it in a garage for a while. I enjoy it. It's big. It doesn't have fussy little fruity San Francisco tires that break when you touch a curb. My other car, you touch a curb, whoop! The light, it has a computer. Your right tire is deflated. It went down by 2 pounds. Call Stuttgart. Hello, Hans. My tire is losing air. This car, you could jump a curb and hit a hydrant and the thing keeps rolling. Plus, I guarantee you, with my big Navigator, nobody in the Prius, they think twice. They look at it. You could see them trying to angle and cut you off from the right. Then they look at my eyes in the rearview mirror, and they see the size of the tire spinning by their head. And you see them just at the last minute, they say, well, maybe I shouldn't cut that guy off. There's something to be said for a big American car. Maybe I'll go look for a new one at half price now. I don't know what's going to be left after this is all over. All of our big cars are gone. God only knows what's going to happen to the boating market. Mwah! You wouldn't want to be a boat dealer with a 20,000 horsepower Caterpillars right now for sale, would you? With an 07 still on the lot, so to speak. Yeah, special deal. We got 2,000 horsepower Caterpillar engines in there that only burn 70 GPH, so 70 gallons per hour. Real bargain. No, I tell you, my boat has Cummins diesels, and I'm lucky. They're really good. I get about 10 or 11 gallons per hour. That's a very good fuel-efficient boat for a boat that's 19 tons. First of all, I don't go fast. What do I need to speed in a boat for? If I want a speedboat, I'll buy a speedboat. This is not a speedboat. It's a 19-ton cruiser. So I do 10 knots, 11 knots. I put it on autopilot. I go out with the dog when I do on a calm day, and I eat a sandwich on the foredeck. What is wrong with that? Am I hurting somebody? I'm personally offending you, the kayaker? How'd you get your kayak to the water's edge, schmuck? You drove it in a car, usually on an SUV, and then you get on the water and you act like you're holier than me. You think you're Nanook of the North. So I'm supposed to believe you came down from the Aleutian Islands personally in your kayak and that you're treading lightly on the ocean. That's what they play, or these bicyclists here on these two-lane roads. I don't know why the CHP, the California Highway Patrol, doesn't arrest these bicyclists. They're such asses. They're jackasses of the lowest order. And I ride a bike every day. But believe me, I don't cut cars off. I don't hog the road. You see these jerks, most of whom are lawyers from San Francisco. They like to show you their keister. They ride right next to you, and they won't pull over you. It's a two-lane road. And if you try to pass them, they give you the finger. Oh, I had a doozy last week. A couple, a man and a woman blocking the entire road, left and right. So I went around them. I went in the other lane. They got so mad that I had the nerve to go in the other lane and I didn't get blocked by them. They went furious. You think they're doing this by accident, these asses, these jackasses? If I were a CHP officer, I'd arrest them and take their bicycles away and put them in prison for 30 days. You know, I am so fed up with these fraudulent environmentalists on bicycles and kayaks, I don't know where to begin.
I'll be right back.
Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Do you wish your investment advisor was more interested in providing advice than in selling you financial products? The feeling's mutual. And would you like them to actively manage your account and keep you informed instead of chasing them for advice? The feeling is mutual. Because here at the Mutual Fund Store, we don't sell products, we build investments. And we track them over time to help you reach your goals. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more about our personalized approach to investment advice or to find a location and advisor closest to you, visit MutualFundStore.com.
My name is Hortensia, and my story is real. I'm 81 years old. I worked since high school and thought I was going to have an easier life when I retired. The food I receive from my Bay Area food bank makes it possible for me to afford to go to the doctor. I wouldn't know what to do if I couldn't get this food. My name is Hortensia, and I am your neighbor. Please give generously to your local food bank at BayAreaHunger.org.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station.
Proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anatoblock is so effective, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anatoblock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-589-8393 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Call today, 800-589-8393.
Do you have a disability that prevents you from working? If you've been medically disabled for at least 12 months and previously worked and paid Social Security taxes 5 of the last 10 years, you may qualify to receive Social Security disability benefits. Just call Disability Benefits Alliance at 1-888-788-6902 for a free consultation. Our company has the experience to help you work through government red tape and file the required documents. Even if you've been denied before or currently have a hearing pending, call us at 1-888-788-6902. There is no fee until your benefits have been approved. Remember, if you have paid your Social Security taxes for 5 out of the last 10 years, your condition may qualify you for disability benefits. For a free consultation, call Disability Benefits Alliance at 1-888-788-6902. That's 1-888-788-6902.
Here's reality, guys. If you're over 30, your testosterone levels may have already begun to decline. It's a medical fact that testosterone levels decrease with age. Here's the good news. Progene, the only all-natural dual-action testosterone supplement, is giving away a free month supply to every guy that calls today at 800-660-2021. Kick your drive back into high gear and be the man you want to be again. Try it for a month for free. There's nothing to lose. Feel younger again and be the man you want to be. Call 800-660-2021 for details. That's 800-660-2021.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. I'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
More detox. I hate the words. Those are liberal concepts, cleansing and detoxing. Every liberal knows that they're as filthy as a cesspool, psychologically, physically. They're as dirty as a cesspool. That's why they're always cleansing and detoxing with herbs. The guy who eats bacon and eggs doesn't worry about detoxing so much and cleansing. You know, detoxing. I remember you turned detox, cleansing formula. Detox, cleansing, detox. My day, every bathtub had a certain device hanging over the bathtub in my mother's day. I can't mention it because it's a family show. They didn't know about detoxing and cleansing. Every bathtub had a certain rubber apparatus. I mean, it's not particularly, you know, dirty to say.
I don't know what that was a holdover from. It scared me to death. I don't know what it was. It was like a weird thing there. It was always hanging there. It was like a threat. So you watched what you ate because you never knew when it would come at you. It was raining a lot this weekend, so Teddy hung out with me. You can't leave. He watches you like a hawk. You get up, the eye goes, I move. They watch everything you do, and they're so tied to you. It's frightening. And then I feel like I'm like cheating on it. If I slip out to do a bike ride, I feel bad. Like I gotta do it, man. I'm sorry. I got a bicycle. I won't be healthy. But something happened. It's like it's a dog psychology thing. He has a blanket, a baby blanket thing that he drags with him. I don't know what this is. He bites it and rubs against it. All of a sudden, I don't know how to do this on a family show in a nice way now. He's gone beyond just sort of hanging out on that blanket and like biting it a little bit. He's actually treating it like it's a mate. I turn around in the car in the middle of a rainstorm. It's like Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. He's given the blanket the business. Dan, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, thanks very much. It's always a pleasure listening to your show. You got such a great amount of wisdom. Hey, I've got a 3-year-old daughter that is real intelligent. And I'm just curious if you have some ideas and things I could do to help her, expand her knowledge and to learn and grow faster.
Very interesting. Now, you know she's brighter than her peers through, what, just simply through your own observations or through school? The school told you?
She's only 3 years old, so she's not going to daycare or school, but I've got quite a few girls that have come in to watch her. We've got sitters that watch her all day long when we're at work, and
She's very intelligent. She's highly precocious. And you have to understand that when she goes to school, there are many programs for the dumb. There are many programs for the juvenile delinquent. There are many programs for every type of child except for the bright. You know that in our society. They cater to the dumbest, not to the brightest. I hope you understand that.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but you're right.
It's unfortunate, right. When I went to school, they had special programs for bright kids to make sure America kept advancing. Now, because we have a backwards view of the universe, they spend all their money on the stupid rather than on the brightest. Troublemakers, they get special attention. You name it. So you as a parent are calling because you already know what to do. I mean, you're reading to her, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I would think that reading, make believe you're the tutor. So what are you not doing with her that you should be? Do you take her to art museums?
No, we haven't done that lately, but that is something I definitely want to be doing. I've been working.
All right, I would definitely open up her mind to great art. I would take her to the museums. In Cincinnati must have some classical art in one of the museums, I would assume. I'm not familiar with the museums there, but every city, especially a city of that size, would have a decent collection of fine art, correct?
Sure, definitely.
All right, so I would go there. I would think a 3-year-old is not going to need a docent to explain what the painting is, but you can show her through the form and the shape and the color what a great painting is you don't want to compare. She wouldn't understand a comparison. Why don't you just expose it to some great masters to start with?
Yeah, that's a great idea. What are some
of... All right, so that would be one thing. Then music. Music is very important. Do you have music playing in the house at any time?
Yeah, quite often each day.
What kind of music?
We listen to Christian music and children's music. She enjoys mainly the children's music right now. But
very beautiful. I would expose her to some great classical music, which has been shown to absolutely expand the consciousness of children. Sir, I don't have to tell you with the other side of it what it does to the brains. All you got to do is look at Lindsay Lohan to see where that ends up. That really works out real well to expose a child to that kind of garbage. But I would play, get CDs of some of the, greats. Get Bach. I don't think that Beethoven is something a 3-year-old can really relate to, truthfully. It may be too heroic for a child to listen to, especially some of his great symphonies. But I would get Chopin and see what she reacts to and try to see if she has any musical talent.
Yeah, we actually just started giving her piano lessons about a month ago. So
now, what about mathematics? There must be some way to increase her mathematical skills. This is an area I don't know anything about in terms of advice, and I would suggest that I go to an expert. I go to the internet, frankly. You know, there's a way. The search engines today are so good that if you know what to look for, you can get the answer. Just put in the correct words. So in this case, I would do a search, whether it's the Google or any other search engine, and say, mathematical lessons for the three-year-old. Okay, see what comes up. Okay. See what comes up. It's amazing what might come flying up off the internet.
Yeah, can I ask you what were some of the things that you did with your kids that you found really helpful?
Oh, well, see, that's another story. I did almost everything I just told you. I was a big museum goer. I took them to museums. I did not make a big deal out of school other than they had to go to school and they had to do their homework. I never got mad at them if they didn't get an A or something like that. I also took my children I took them out of school in the middle of the year on ocean trips when I was a lecturer at sea, on the understanding that they would do their schoolwork on the ship with me as the tutor. Of course, that didn't always work out. They usually were more interested in running around on the ship and looking at the ocean. But I had felt that the exposure to countries such as Fiji and the people in the islands would do more, for example, for my son than just simply sitting in a classroom, and it sure worked out for him. He's a person who knows how to get along with people all over the world, and I would have to say that the exposure to people of the world helped him with that. So it's not just going to be through school books. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. Hey, I really appreciate your advice, and like I said, you're one of the wisest people I've ever heard talk, and it's just a blast listening to you.
That's beautiful. Let me send you a gift. I'm going to send you a free copy of Healing Children Naturally if you'll give us your email, because I think diet is something so important, especially for young children, and it's often overlooked.
Are you looking for the best that news journalism has to offer? A news that's interesting, insightful, and thought-provoking? Well, I just read the Christian Science Monitor magazine, and I can tell you it's a breath of fresh air. Now, the Monitor's not a religious magazine. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning news source with objective and unbiased content that will stimulate your thinking. I can tell you it's one of the few publications that still has its own foreign and domestic correspondents reporting from around the globe. Now, the featured article in this week's Monitor is Below the Line, America's Poor, how 46 million Americans are trying to claw their way out of poverty in the wake of the Great Recession. And now, it's easy to subscribe to the Monitor. They have two special offers, a free 30-day trial for the digital version or 19 free issues for the magazine. Just dial 1-888-488-4443, promo code 568. That's 1-888-488-4443. 4443, promo code 568 to receive either version.
This is the all-new Hot Talk 560 KSFO San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, a Cumulus station. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.